Tuesday, November 27th, 2025. Thanksgiving, 250 years into the American Republic, and the deep state's making their move.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, just a few days ago, before two National Guard were shot and killed in D.C., Senator Alyssa Slotkin, the CIA operative, the Brennan protege, came out and said the National Guard are going to randomly start shooting citizens. That's the Podesta plan. That's the plot of Civil War, produced 2 years ago, released last year. $350 million budget. About a race war in America. Oh, the new Trump administration is going to kill illegals and kill black people. And now to clear blue sky, she says, oh yeah, they're going to start randomly shooting people. But it wasn't black people or Hispanics that were randomly shot. It was two National Guard in D.C. And you see how they're trying to spin that now. Alyssa Slotkin, CIA, one of the Sedition Six, suggested a few days ago that the National Guard will start randomly shooting at Americans. She knew this was a lie, yet said anyway. Now two National Guardsmen were shot. She knew what she was doing. You're damn right they did. They got something big planned. Here's the clip.
Look at these videos coming out of places like Chicago. It makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Yeah, I don't follow the legal order. So Biden says, when I win the election, when I steal it in 2020, immediately surge the border. 20 million illegals, millions of kids, millions of sex slavery, slave labor. And they bring this all in and the crime wave explodes and all the rest of it. Democrats admit it's to get new congressional seats under the census. They admit they're busing illegals around to vote everywhere from Pennsylvania to Illinois to Texas. They get caught, they get indicted. And she says, oh, it's very stressful for law enforcement when the left calls them terrorists, when Soros owns 200-plus Hispanic radio stations pointing out where they're at. The Democrats have apps, governors, mayors in Illinois, California, L.A., Mayor Bass has an app, says we have rapid reaction force, go target them, throw bricks at them, shoot at them, all this. Shoot up their facilities, shoot up their vans. Can't shoot the ICE agents, they're not good enough shots, they just shoot the illegals in the vans. Remember that in North Texas, up by Dallas a few weeks ago. And then she says, oh, this horrible atmosphere, I'm worried the National Guard will shoot somebody and they'll have their George Floyd moment that Podesta talks about in the Podesta plan. That General Flynn was on yesterday, hours before this happened, warning of. But one of their wind-up toys went out and did this because they say the National Guard are Nazis, the ICE are Nazis, all of this. And they're hoping for the incendiary event. The shot heard around the world like Bunker Hill, where the British shot first, but this time they hope we shoot first. Well, I'm sad with the two National Guard that are dead, and God bless them here on Thanksgiving Day, but regardless, as usual, it's blown up in their face. It's not going the way they wanted it to go. Who knows if Kash Patel, you know, who got caught on record, we first broke it, months later it came out, confirmed, in the White House, Tulsi Gabbard, don't talk about any help, domestic or foreign, even though intel agencies found that. Six trannies said, Charlie Kirk will be dead tomorrow at the university. They celebrated that day, said, see, we said he'd be dead. Oh, we're not going to investigate them. So who knows what will come out of this? But at the end of the day, we know who turned up the temperature. We know. And there she is saying, the National Guard's going to shoot people. Well, it's the National Guard that got shot. And what's crazy is I was in D.C. a few months ago. You saw the video. Mobbed by the National Guard, shaking my hand, long-term listeners. I hope one of the people I talked to wasn't the ones killed. This is so disgusting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Share the live feed now at Real Long Show's on X.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
November 27th, 2025. I am your battle-scarred chronicler, Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
No, I'm not against folks that have tattoos. I've seen a lot of cool ones. But I don't need tattoos. I've got the spiritual and the physical and the financial scars. And I love all my scars because each one has a story. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Rogue elements of the CIA are openly trying to launch another color revolution. This time it's not a fake impeachment or saying Trump's a Russian agent or all that crap. It's he's Hitler and the National Guard, the ICE officials, any local police that help him. They're all Nazis. They're all horrible people with a flood of illegal aliens, many of them with giant rap sheets taken out of the country. And then yesterday, as the governor first broke of West Virginia, that's where they were deployed from, these two National Guard heroes were murdered in cold blood. We have known CIA Brennan acolyte and Senator Alyssa Slotkin saying, oh, I hate the situation. I hate the situation. But the guards in are so much stress. And ICE, like in Chicago, where the illegals are ramming them with cars and shooting at them and throwing bricks at them. You mean that? All the Democrats say, fight, fight, fight. Governor Pritzker and all the rest of them. This is their plan. Turn the heat up and act like they don't know what's happening. And then when Trump responds, call him a dictator. It's not going to work. You guys don't have a Midas touch. Everything you touch does turn to gold. It turns to SH-T. And this is just the beginning, because these are cornered rats. Their money's being cut off. Their money laundering's being exposed. They're in deep trouble, just as General Flynn on yesterday's show broke down. What an important interview. Be sure you go and watch it. But here she is, just days ago, part of the Seditious Six, under Brennan's command. No, the statements they made aren't illegal. But the plan to create the military mutiny ahead of a false flag against Trump, that is. And now we have all these high-level CIA that are on our side coming out and saying exactly what I've told you for years and intensely the last few months, that this is their plan and that it is an undermining of the country to take it down ahead of a coup. They're showing the war manuals on Newsmax and Fox. They're having former decorated CIA secretaries come out and expose it all over, which shows you a civil war within the intelligence agencies. You've never seen this in our history. You had Colby, the former head of the CIA, exposed it. They murdered him in a kayak accident. But that was minor compared to what's happening now. This is seismic. Trump said the animal that shot two National Guardsmen was both being critically wounded, now dead, and now in two separate hospitals is also severely wounded. But regardless, we'll pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. They're truly great people. I am the President of the United States and everyone associated with the office of the presidency and with you. And we are with you as well on this Thanksgiving. But what you need to understand is this is just the beginning, because the Democrats and the globalists think they can sit back while they light this fuse and manipulate lone wolves to go out and do this stuff. No, we know who's done it. We know who's behind it. And the attempted assassinations of Trump in Florida, Pennsylvania, and all the rest of it. It's you. and it's part of an overarching compendium of what you've done. You put us in this position. You brought us to this point. And that's where we are now in the year 2025. Pretty much the twilight of the year. Wow. Time has accelerated. So here's the CIA Brennan operative. Look it up. It's on record. He himself a communist and a Muslim. I'm not kidding. Look it up. You won't believe it. It's insane. I mean, John Brennan, avowed Muslim, avowed communist. This is what they're doing. But see, they thought they could beat us because the old America was asleep. They thought we were intimidated. No, we were asleep. Now you're trying to intimidate us while we're awake. It will have the opposite effect because I know the American people. I know black people. I know white people. I know Hispanics, Asians, everybody else. I can tell you the most non-assuming marketing clerk or any, maybe a little guy. I'm a pretty tough guy. I wouldn't do this, but you know, I've been around the block. If I walked up and some, and just slapped some random person upside the head, they're going to attack back. So I don't know where you guys think you're operating in the clear here. You're not. So let's go ahead now and go to this clip of the John Brennan protege, now U.S. Senator, CIA operative. Look it up. She's proud of it. Trying to get sedition going, and she's worried the National Guard's going to start killing people 2 days ago, and then now the National Guard's been killed because of their activity. Here it is.
Look at these videos coming out of places like Chicago. It makes me incredibly nervous that we're about to see people in law enforcement, people in uniform military, get nervous, get stressed, shoot at American civilians. It is a very, very stressful situation for these law enforcement and for the communities on the ground. So it was basically a warning to say, like, if you're asked to do something, particularly against American citizens.
Now, let's look at this congressman. I played this clip yesterday. Ruben Gallego, G-A-L-L-E-G-O. He got the script. But we'll play both clips. Well, who wrote the script? We know it's John Brennan and the rogue CIA, but notice he says in this video, military that follows Trump's orders, which they're now saying are all illegal. First is, oh, just don't follow illegal. No, no, no. He's illegal. And if you investigate us for this sedition, we're going to prosecute you when we get in. Well, we don't have to wait for prosecution. Two are dead right now. So Gallego thinks we're stupid. So here he is threatening the military, and he says, listen, do the safe thing. Don't follow Trump's orders. So left it all vague before, but now it's like, no, don't follow the orders. Ahead of, as the good elements of the CIA said, a false flag event. And I'm not disagreeing with the good elements of the CIA that have now been exposing that on Fox and Newsmax or wherever else. I'm the one that already reverse engineered it. But they don't need to listen to me. They study this. They do this. They know. This is dyed in the wool, the plan they're following, A, B, C, D. It goes like 1 to 100. It just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you know, 45, 56, 72, 89, 93, 99, 100. It just goes, it's a blueprint. Humans act the same. History repeats. History rhymes. The same stuff happened in the Roman Republic and Empire. It happened in Greece. It happened in China. It happened in Russia. We know how it works when you study it. And I'm sorry, I'm a weirdo. I'm not into football. I mean, I was when I was younger. The average man knows all the factoids about football. Great, not putting you down. I know the factoids about reality. And so I know when they're setting something up, and now they admit they are. So there's no longer is Alex Jones always right. Just, holy hell, it's not that I'm right. I'm looking at what it is. This is so dangerous. So here's this congressman who was read into this but wasn't part of the production because he was too busy. Well, who wrote your script? We know it was Brennan. It was a rogue elbow of the CIA. But you got to love the threat to the military. Listen, just stand down. That's the safe thing to do. Well, members of our military didn't sign up to be safe. They stood up to defend the Republic. They were where they wanted to be. I didn't sign up for what I've done against you guys to be safe. I did it to be in the game, a man in the arena that Teddy Roosevelt talked about. Because it ain't the critic that counts. It's the man in the arena, bloody, sweaty, who knows the great successes, or at least in defeats, knows he fought as hard as he could. To paraphrase. Like I told him 100 times or 1,000 times, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Or more recently, when I predicted Trump would win last year in Pennsylvania, 3 months before the election, to a crowd of 30,000 people, with 50,000 couldn't get outside, I said, they've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. Because I can't, like, just bend over. You're raining punches down on me. You're pissing on me. Well, I'm going to reach up and pull your dick off. I mean, it's that simple. And these thugs like Brennan have had an asleep America forever, and they still think they're dealing with that. And I don't want to destroy these people. They're like dog shit. Excuse my French, but you can have like piles of dog crap. Your neighbor's dog comes and crabs. You talk to her, hey, Bob or Bill or whatever their name is. You know, your giant, you know, Rottweiler's crap in my yard. You mind picking it up? Oh, sure. Okay, great. I'm not mad when there's dog crap. I don't go out and stomp on it and want a war with it. I just want it out of my yard. Get off my lawn. Okay? But it's not just that your dog is dumping in my yard. You want to cut my son's dick off. Seriously, you're a cult. So, challenge given, challenge accepted. You want a war. You want a fight. Have you noticed since we woke up, you're losing on every front? Give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, give up. Because I don't want to hurt our own people running your asses over. I mean, you guys are so easy. Seriously, I just have to do this because it's metaphysical. It's God's rules. I know you're not going to give up. I understand that. You just have to be given notice. All right? I know you're a slave of Satan. I understand you're not going to give up. I just have to give you the warning before I do it. Okay? That's all. Listeners are like, why are you trying to get him to give up? Yeah. Some will that are just on the fence or weren't read in. And we're seeing that. That's good. I don't want this war. But the war is going to happen. The question is, do we beat them in a month or 10 years? And how many billions have to die versus almost none? Because let me tell you, I've looked at every possible scenario. That's why my brain works. I'm able to... I mean, let's just say it. I'm undiagnosed, but I was diagnosed with some of it. And it's all... I don't go off the diagnosis, but I know it's true. I'm ultra-high operating Asperger's, but not... in the normal mathematical or machine sense of these people, in political factoids and information. I can slurp up everything and then have a statistical analysis. I can sit there and look at a number and tell you what the answer is, but I couldn't even do a mathematical equation with a calculator if I tried. That's the difference. And I know the bad guys know that now. They've done their AI models off what I cover. I'm just saying, you have lost. Anybody will tell you someone with Asperger's is neurotic about telling the truth. Because truth is a mathematical equation. Lies don't add up. In my brain, things have to add up. Everything I'm doing is about making things add up. So I'm going to give you a little newsflash. You lost. There's no way out for you. It's over. But you got this congressman with his... little arrogant, I mean, guaranteed this guy couldn't fight one round in the Golden Gloves. This guy couldn't bench press 100 pounds like Mondavi. This guy literally is a soft nobody, but he knows how to threaten people. I mean, look, I'm pretty tough. But I know, I don't want to beat people's ass anyways, but I know not to just randomly go around and start fights, because I know there's a lot of bad mothers out there. As tough as you are, there's people a lot meaner, and depending on the day. And sometimes they don't look like they're tough. They are. You don't have respect for humanity. because you don't have respect for yourself, dirtbag. And you think threatening the military, oh, do what's safe, just go along with us. Do what's safe? Go along with you, who have the worst record in history of tyranny? That's a living death. Here's the clip.
Into Senator Kelly, what is your level of trust in the U.S. military justice system, if it were to get that far, to handle this?
I trust them actually a lot, and for a couple reasons. Number one, these are professionals. They are also swearing to the Constitution of the United States. They know that there will be fallout and consequences if they are used in a hard way to basically railroad someone like Senator Kelly, because Donald Trump's going to be gone a couple years. And if you're part of the military that is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of, you know, the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, without a doubt. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that are going to be part of this, potential tribunal, if they want to call that. They're going to be looking over their shoulders because they know that Donald Trump will be gone and they will not have that protection. They're going to have to do the safest thing possible, which is follow the Constitution of the United States, and you'll be fine.
Did you consider, why were you not part of this video?
Yeah, actually, so I was part of the first video. The second video is, by the time the script got to me and it was in the middle of a lot was going on, I just didn't have time to actually record it, but I'm 100% in alignment with them altogether. This stuff happened. You know, it just happened not to end up being a recording. There's really no other, no 3D chess to this.
The logistics of human life.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. So what message would you send?
I love the little blue blood 25-year-old. And then this guy, like, they're pretending they're soldiers. Like, you're in a war. like you're up against people that are experts in everything, who don't use our power on people. We use it to defend. And you're in a war you can't win. And you don't even, I mean, look at these people. This is who wants to rule us. This is who thinks they're going to trigger a civil war. And you guys ain't going to be held accountable. You and your mommy and your daddy. Keep playing soldier. See how it works out for you. Brennan's acolyte. Look at this person. She thinks you're stupid. She thinks she can manipulate you. Pathetic. Absolute disgusting people. They're not even worth crushing. But they'll make us crush them. I mean, look at her. Look at Liz Cheney. Look at our enemies. It's our weakness that has allowed them. They're 1,000 times weaker than us, but we have allowed these lesser scumbags to play their games. And I swear on the altar of God, as Thomas Jefferson did 250 years ago, total resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of humanity. I'm so sick of cowards sitting back while real men kill each other for them. Let's come together. Let's defeat these people. We can do it. I mean, I look at these headlines. I mean, you see, it's the stuff I got. It's just, I mean, while they take all our rights, poison our food, do all of this. Let's go to clip 19 just to show you what we're dealing with here. Hair discrimination. I'd never heard of this. But Pennsylvania passed a law yesterday that people are being mean to black women's hair. Now, I guess I got discriminated against. Genetically, my hair fell out. And so they're saying, well, my employer said for my job, my hair looks dumb. I don't think the black women have an issue with their hair. Seriously, I never heard that. I mean, maybe giant mohawks and pink purple hair if you're like a bank manager. But the point is that this is what they've got, this fake right. Don't worry. And the governor laughs while he's saying it. Because while they take all your rights away and your vote away and all this fraud, don't worry. Nobody's going to talk bad about your wig. Well, don't worry. George Washington had a wig. That was the style, the French style. There's no, I mean, I remember I had a little rat tail in like eighth grade playing football. I was like copying Bosworth when it was super popular for a little blonde rat tail. And the coach called me. He said, you're on the football team. You don't cut that. I said, fine. He took scissors to cut it off. Did they have a Pennsylvania law about that? This is the level of cuckoo town. Where they take all your real rights, give you full rights. Don't worry, we'll lock you up during COVID. You can't go see a salon or a doctor, but Nancy Pelosi can go to a salon. And, you know, and Governor Newsom will keep his restaurants open, nobody else can. This is an insane video of the governor laughing. He can barely control himself about the faux rights of we're protecting black women's hair. Here it is.
Today, when I sign the Crown Act into law,
right,
that will be... That will be the next step in making good on that promise of bringing about real freedom for all Pennsylvanians.
This public policy campaign is my brainchild. In a nationwide effort I have led since 2018, determining it was necessary to change the law to help redress the long-standing and problematic practice of racial discrimination in the form of hair discrimination, I subsequently developed the national legislative, social impact, and coalition building strategies for this movement because for too long, a myopic notion of professionalism and Eurocentric standards of beauty have perpetuated racial inequity and exclusion. Too many black children have been suspended and missed what should be valuable instruction time because their hair, worn in ways that are aligned with their racial identity, have been deemed a violation of school rules.
I am a child growing up in the Virgin Islands with natural hair. Natural hair has been braids, twists, locks all my life. That's all I know is, you know, I still have locks. But wearing my natural hair has been all that I know. But as I opened my salon and spoke to different clients that wear braids, that's telling me, Lorraine, I have to take these braids out. I have a job interview. Or, Lorraine, I have to cut my locks down because my job says too long. And the recent one was my client who says, Lorraine, they talking about me. I have to do something. I have to cut my locks
talking
because
about delusion.
Of my job.
They're giving you poison,
you know,
shots.
They're saying it's unprofessional.
And these women think people are against their hair.
And I'm like, wow.
Look, we know that this is an issue that disproportionately affects black Pennsylvanians who wear their hair in protective styles like locks and natural braids.
I mean,
or twists. And it can manifest itself in a number of different
Meanwhile,
ways.
Meanwhile, the Romans said the centurions have to cut their hair because somebody can grab it and slit your throat. The only place we got rules is the military. Good God, this is all they got is distractions. Unbelievable. Please support us. Share the live feeds right now. Huge interviews coming up with Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Bob Barnes, Kyle Serafin. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's. I'm counting on you. Share the feeds now, 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 now.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Are medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex, I want you to give us, because you put, I saw your show the other day where you're talking about, hey, there's all these issues, but we got to have the big picture, and, you know, it's about policies. And I thought it'd be great before the Thanksgiving holiday to take a couple of segments and have you walk through it. But I'd like you to follow up right here. You've done more about radical jihad and focus on this. You know the inside, you know the intel world. The executive order, it's a good start. In the first term, we couldn't get anything done. I mean, we were totally shut down. So this shows you President Trump's made it a priority. But it does have these kind of gaps. And the Qataris are laughing in our face. There's no doubt about that. You can see the tweet that Laura, found for everybody. Just what are your thoughts about that before we kick off your thoughts about where we are geostrategically and with this movement, sir?
Well, I'm glad you brought up what Bloomer was saying, because I agree with 95% of what she said. It was just what she said up front that really isn't accurate. Just like Trump created a task force for a few months to investigate how he was going to implement tariffs, and then he had Liberation Day like he said he would 2 months later, he has to go to the agencies, develop the actual plan. Because there's hundreds of millions of Muslim Brotherhood people, and they are infesting everything, and they are super ultra dangerous, and because they are the main force in Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, the US, that come in, bring in their colonies of people. They know how to work the system. They're engaged in massive, unprecedented fraud. The Somali community, just as a snapshot, has the highest rate of any community of just fraud across the board. There's been a whole bunch of indictments just in the last week of them all over the country. manipulating, buying off, trying to buy off jurors, you name it. It is just massive what they do at every level of ripping off local, state, and federal government. And that's because the Somalis literally are a slavery piracy culture for thousands of years. And, you know, so that's why slavery is still legal there. But when she said, oh, this executive order doesn't do anything, no, it then develops the plan on who to go after. And she was absolutely right. It needs to be extremely broad because all these, you know, major institutions she listed are run by it. And, of course, it's one of the main groups allied with the Democrats and other socialists and communists around the Western world. And once they get 6, 7, 8% in a town or city, then they get violent on purpose. It's in the Quran. It's what, how Muhammad took over Medina in the first 2 years he was there. Come and act like a friend, bring in more people, expand, then get violent, kick people out, then take over the next city the same way. And so she's 100% right, raising the alarm that expansionist, Islam is the cancer. It's just that, no, this is how Trump's done all of his rollouts. He, when he's launching something new, he has to get with all the agencies, get the reports, and come up with a plan to then implement it, just like he did with Border Patrol and ICE now accelerating that and doing an excellent job from it being shut down by Biden. So a lot of people criticized, you know, Trump when he first got in. Well, where's the deportations? They're at record low. Well, he had to turn on the facilities, do the recruiting, ramp it up, which he did. And so it's the same thing here. So we have to, again, put pressure on, help spotlight the problems like she did, but also be realistic that we were caught flat-footed in the last few decades, but now we're taking action.
So Alex Jones is taking time out of his busy schedule to join us. Alex, I want to get to the reason I want to have you on here, the bigger picture, but I got to ask you about Texas because they're clearly, I've spent, you know, about 4 or 5 days down in Texas, I think at the, in October, and had this exact discussion with people about Abbott designated the Muslim Brotherhood of Care terrorist organizations and what we had to do to move him forward. But they're clearly targeting Texas, sir. They understand that Texas is the jewel in the crown of our union, right? Not just the history of it, the almost the origin myth of it, but the today technology, agriculture, energy, the people, this kind of entrepreneurial spirit, tough as boot leather. They have targeted Texas because they understand if they can take down Texas, they got us. Your thoughts?
My 8-year-old daughter wanted to go on one of those amphibious, you know, trucks from World War II that then goes in the river this weekend. And it first does a tour of Austin, just an example. So I go down there with her at 11 a.m. downtown where you get on the tour. And there was nothing but Muslims and women in burqas on the ride. So I'm there and there's one other, family, you know, that are Americans, and all the rest of it is Muslims that don't speak English and women in burqas, and it's literally everywhere. And we are under absolute total invasion. It is in the Quran. It is a military political takeover system. There are two types of nations that are Muslim and nations that are about to be Muslim, and they teach in the Quran, anybody can go read it, how to deceive, how to act nice, how to come in and how to take over. And we've got thousands of videos of all these imams in Europe and here saying we're taking over. And when you get, you know, in a country up to 10%, that's the swing vote to be able to take it over. And they vote as one block. And you can say, well, some of them are nice. I'm sure some of them are nice. They're not real Muslims. They're not following the Quran to conquer the world. And so that's where we are. And it is literally insane what's going on. My wife went to the grocery store wanted something like at 10 o'clock at night last week. She'd forgotten something, and then in the morning she said, I'm really upset. A Muslim man, you know, in the Muslim guard comes up to her. She's getting in her vehicle, and he yells at her and says, you shouldn't be out this late at night. You shouldn't be out. It's not safe. And he was yelling at her, and so that's what this is all is. It's them intimidating, and it's them in our face. It's just all over the place, and I'm just glad I wasn't there. I would have gone completely crazy. So to them, that's why, you know, 80% of the rapes in Europe are, you know, in the UK are them. They see an unaccompanied woman, and there's my wife, beautiful, you know, blonde hair, you know, and the guy is, it was really in a very aggressive thing he did, and that's what they do. And they believe if somebody isn't a Muslim, they can go brainwash and kidnap your 8-year-old daughter and put her into sex slavery because you're a kafir. It is literally a satanic, aggressive cancer, and it's completely insane. that the globalist and the clergy plan and BlackRock have been financing it. And you think back 20 years ago, suddenly you go to the mall and there'd be the Nike shop and all the other clothing stores, Banana Republic, and it was women in burkas in signs up everywhere preparing you for the invasion allied with the left. And that's exactly what all of this is. I know that Trump wanted to disarm Mamdani by acting nice to him to not give him power and elevate him. I think you could argue that's a smart move at one level. But at the end of the day, I just say we put it right out on the table. The Crusades were a response to 700 years of invasions. They conquered most of Spain. They got all the way up into Poland. Thank God for the Serbs battling them in literally hundreds of wars. And then so Hollywood makes movies about the Crusades and we're mean and we go and we attack them. And that is Ridley Scott has made a great movie, but it's still just pure crap. No, we're under attack. We're under assault. The West is under attack. They're allied with the left. The Chi-Coms and the Japanese won't let, you know, any of them in. But we're supposed to, I mean, cities in the United States have more Muslims than in all of Asia that hasn't been conquered. Because the Asians look at how the Muslims conquered much of, Asia. I mean, they were, within a few hundred years of Muhammad's death, they already had their pirates all the way launched out from the Arabian Sea, all the way into the Philippines, all the way into Malaysia, Indonesia, everywhere. For God's sakes, people, this is a religion of political war and enslavement.
Alex, you don't have a tougher group of people or more common sense or hard-bitten. In fact, their cussedness, their grit, and their resilience is the reason Texas is so great. Why, when I'm down there, there's just a small group of people that are waking to this? Why are most Texans asleep on this issue, sir?
Texans, I mean, look, my grandparents were classic Texans and really were amazing people. And I thought growing up, this is like how everybody is. I learned, well, most people aren't like this. So the old-fashioned Texans definitely, you know, deserve the cliche of being a really tough, cool, amazing people. But so many modern Texans, grandparents might have been like that, their parents like that, but they've got their cowboy hats and their cowboy boots, but they're going out in the suburbs, they're watching the football game, they got other things to do. They just basically ignore all this and think Texas is invincible when it's almost gone purple and then blue because of election fraud. And you have these colonies of Muslims. I mean, you go to Dallas and you go to Houston, it is absolutely outrageous. And they are pissing on our face. They are marking their territory. They are taking over. And they've already taken over Minnesota. They've already taken over Michigan, and they're taking over New York. These people mean business. They've basically taken over Seattle, and we have lost our tribalism. They are ultra tribal. We have no tribalism. We have no instincts anymore, basically, of self-defense, self-preservation, and territorialism. We have territorialism for a reason. We have locks on our doors for a reason. We have fences and walls for a reason. And we better rediscover that and know we're under attack and just repudiate the Muslims and cut off all the welfare funding. I mean, you look at Europe here, you name it. They are the masters of milking welfare. And almost none of the men work. They might have a side business, side hustle, but they deal drugs, all of it, because we're the Kafirs. We're the evil ones. We deserve to have our women kidnapped, put in sex slavery. We deserve to have drugs dealt to us. We deserve to be sucked off of. And we have to make it absolutely inhospitable to them and let them know, get the hell out. Europe's probably unsavable. The UK may be dead. They're literally invading Ireland. The government arrests you if you even criticize them in any way. Well, they rape and murder. We are under absolute barbaric, premeditated, total war. And so there are a lot of great Texans still. But Florida, I have to say, has more of an awakening spirit and understanding what's happening than Texas. Now, Texas, again, has classic rhino Republicans that make deals with Democrats. The governor, is going in the right direction in many ways. But he's tried to pass laws like Florida that if you're anti-Semitic, you can be given 5 years in prison. I don't want to bash people, but it's the First Amendment. Look at Tampa. Look at the university, USF, where the Muslims are having big prayer things outside the parking lot. A couple preachers come and preach at them, eat bacon in front of them. The Muslims go on TV and cry that they saw bacon. They've now charged them with felony hate crime for eating bacon in front of these people. Well, how about your kid wearing a burqa in front of me and going to a restaurant and the woman has a mask on eating spaghetti up under it? How about knowing you want to take over? How about knowing your rates of fraud are off the charts? How about knowing 80% of the men that are Muslim in Europe don't have a job and will never get one? It's actually almost 90. How about we know you are blood-sucking parasites? You are prisoners of your death cult. And how about we wake up to it? That's what it takes. And I believe we can reignite the Texas spirit, and it's starting to happen because the Muslims are running into stores, threatening them not to sell alcohol, threatening them not to sell bacon. They're putting prayer rooms in the public schools everywhere. You wouldn't have a chapel for Christians or Catholics. This is outrageous. We have to declare our sovereignty. We have to admit we're under attack, and we have to wake up, and we have to take legal, lawful action. And so Trump is beginning that process. That's good, but we're the ones driving the train here. Politics is downstream from the grassroots, and you're 100% right to focus on Islam. And I'm seeing the greatest awakening in my 30 years on air, seismically. I mean, this awakening to Islam is massive, and it's because people see it. They see it for themselves.
I want to go back. You said something the other day about some policies that are happening, and I saw the headline. I said, gosh, I got to watch Alex on this. And it turns out it was the exact opposite. You were talking about supporting President Trump. Some of these policies were off, and the mainstream media took it the other way. Walk us through now, and we're going to have a few minutes on the other side. As we go to Thanksgiving, tomorrow around the table, because people are going to talk politics, particularly MAGA people, where do you think we are? And all these big things like Islam, the sealing of the border, our sovereignty here, not just what we're trying to give Ukraine or Israel or the Middle East, but the current state of the United States and what we need to do to focus on.
Look, Israel shouldn't be taboo. Israel's got, you know, different governments, different people, different groups. It's healthy for that to not be off limits. But when it becomes what we spend, you know, 80% of our time on, it's a distraction from communist China, the Islamic takeover, the globalist agenda, Trump getting us out of the, Paris Accords and the carbon tax global regime. I mean, all of that is massively important. And I was saying on the air that if Trump, there was, you know, news reports of this, allowed the prosecution of people in his own Justice Department for going after the deep state, that would be a deal breaker for me. The media took that clip out of context and said that I was saying I was done with Trump. Again, just more editing, more deception, more BS. But we have to realize that this is an existential threat and that there are a lot of powerful forces that want to take control of this nation, and that what we need to do with Trump is stay on his administration, spotlight who is weak, expose who's not doing their job, and also lift up and support those that are doing their job. And I have to tell you that the White House has contacted me. They've had Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen, probably the best pollster in the world, you know, up there last week from my show to brief the president and others. I mean, they're really listening. When I told the White House what they needed to, you know, how they needed to respond to these Democrats trying to undermine the military and call for a coup, I literally saw them 2 days later put the talking point out that I wrote. So the good news is this is a responsive White House.
Alex, I got to tell you, I've gotten so much feedback just off of your brilliant rant about this Islamic situation. As people sit around the table, and it's not about convincing your uncle it's not part of MAGA, but get the folks at MAGA, because a lot of people tell me they want to have an internal talk about exactly what's going on. But let's go back and focus on the Islamic part of it. What is your recommendation to our movement to assist President Trump in this administration? What should we focus on? And when you have an issue like this Islamic takeover, because that's what it is, how do we tell people this has to be faced, and how do we support the president and what he's trying to do to make sure we have to stop it? And we have to stop in Texas. If we do not stop this in Texas, we're going to lose the nation. We've already lost parts of Michigan. You've already lost parts of Minnesota. You've already lost parts of Tennessee. There's aspects around here, California. There's parts of Northern Virginia around the nation's capital. If we lose Texas, we lose everything, sir.
Absolutely. Well, people need to send the last segment we did and the segment before that with Laura Loomer out to everybody. And there's unending videos online of the Islamics bragging how we're weak and they're going to capture us. And people need to understand, are you going to stand with folks that are trying to save the country and stand for our sovereignty and our security and our freedoms and our future for our ancestors and for us currently and for our children and grandchildren? I mean, it really comes down to this, because Islam is taking over the West. It's been trying for 1,400 damn years. And so get educated, get informed, understand if you support the Democrats or you support labor or you support the left in Canada, anywhere, this is a global event. We need a global response, just like it wasn't one nation that went and fought the Muslims in the Crusades, and it didn't take 100 years, it took 300, 400 years. This is serious. And then the Muslims, you know, couldn't expand for the last 600 years or so, you know, after they got Constantinople. And so we have to, and now the imams brag everywhere. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of clips. Oh, well, you know, they beat us militarily, but now we go in and we take over, like Muhammad said, the way he took over Medina and then Mecca and other areas. We act like we're their friends, and then we get into political office, and then we get the control of the war chest, and then we fund ourselves, and then we take over. And that's why you have the practice of the Muslims stabbing women, stabbing children in every city right when they hit 6-7%. Then the orders go out from the imams, and the lunatics go out and start stabbing and killing to drive you out of the neighborhood, then out of the town, then out of the city. Then they fully take control. They fly their flags. They play their call to prayer at 5 a.m. and at midnight, you know, five times a day, and they piss in your face, and they mark their territory. So find
Alex,
your guts, find your
Alex,
instincts,
Alex,
and get past
Alex,
the political correctness.
This modern, since we, and I had Raymond Ibrahim on last night, his new book, Two Swords of Christ, about the military orders, the Templars and the Hospitallers in the Crusades. Is it because we've lost church militant that the Muslims think that Christians are cowards, sir?
Well, that's right. We have the word hospitals were invented by the French and the Templars, because there were so many hundreds of thousands dead that they literally developed hospitals. So the word hospitals, we got actual hospitals from battling the Muslims. Okay? That's where we got the Red Cross. That's the Templars. Then they had their Red Crescent. They copied us and they got hospitals. So the word hospital literally comes from the Crusades. And so our entire civilization would not exist if reportedly millions of people died in the Crusades on our side alone. And it's because of those men that we even have the West today. Well, we are at that point again. We don't just need to push them out. We need to absolutely contain them. And look, Saudi Arabia, and I don't trust them at the end of the day, they have been saying for decades, don't have these radical Islamists in. It's not us. We want to make a deal. You know, they want to get modernized. We'll work with you, but you've got your area. We're not coming in and colonizing you. But Islam has to be contained. It has to be absolutely contained and treated like what it is, Pandora's box of doom.
Alex Jones, where do people go? I want people over this holiday weekend to talk about this, because they've targeted Texas. They've targeted this country. We have to have President Trump's back. He did the executive order. You're absolutely correct. It's a study to come in 30 days and then another 45, then execute on it. But you would agree with Laura and myself that when it's executed, if you don't include Turkey and Qatar, we've kind of lost the plot, right? I mean, Qatar's the money and Turkey's the muscle. you would agree with that, sir?
Absolutely. I wasn't even saying she was wrong in general. She was dead on 95% of it. She was just mad that they can't instantly name who and exact and all of that. That's what they're doing in the study, and that's how Trump's been doing it. So that's the philosophy. It's what they have to do, actually. They can't just snap their fingers. They're not God. And so once that's done, it needs to be as expansive as possible. And it's an expert like Laura, because she's battled them massively, you know, for a decade, that needs to put her input on and into the administration formulating the plan. So she's dead on about formulating the plan, but we have to formulate the plan. That was my overall point. But yeah, this should be discussed at Thanksgiving, which again is a Christian holiday, from the pilgrims surviving that bad winter where I think more than half of them died. And so it goes back to our Christian roots again of, are we going to stand up for who we are? Because even if you're a modern person and aren't a Christian, though your parents were, and you think you're all, you know, modern and cool, well, you don't have an ideology, really, do you? And so all these other ideologies that are truly barbaric and expansionist and truly totalitarian are coming into the vacuum. So just because you don't have any philosophy, well, they do. So you better get one, and you better appreciate, even if you don't believe in God, that people that did built this, the best thing ever built, and all of these other people want to conquer it because they can't build it and because they have existential envy and are threatened by it. That's the bottom line. Just one real quick thing, Steve, because it's so key. You got these six traitors. You got the seditious six that are clearly part of this compendium of Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and Obama and Brennan. These are their acolytes doing this to get the military to think Trump's orders are illegal. The statements themselves in the little ad are not illegal. But the orders to do it, who produced it, and this larger Podesta plan to trigger a civil war and uprisings that the Democrats admit, that is seditious, and the plan and the intent of why they put it out is seditious. And so just interviewing them and saying, what was your intent, and focusing only on that video, that's why we have Senator Mark Kelly saying, I'm doubling down. All I did was say don't follow illegal orders. Well, that's not actually what you did. So it's a psyop, and I was really happy to see even mainline Fox hosts and Newsmax hosts and everybody out saying this is a stay-behind network with the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act. With all the money that Biden and Obama put in these agencies before Trump got in, it's just a replay of what they did before to sabotage his administration ahead of, even Fox News said this, a big event, false flag to be blamed on Trump when he tries to call out the military. And there's Jesse Waters saying the CIA told him this, that elements of the CIA are in a civil war and about to set us up. That is exactly my analysis. It's what I've been saying. We know from the Democrat Podesta plan and all of it, they mean this. So all of that preparation is the seditious conspiracy, cut and dry. And then the icing on the cake is, you know, these statements out there to undermine the president and sow seeds of doubt in the military ahead of a big event or big events that are coming. So this is really red lights flashing, a serious situation, but it's very heartening to see former CIA section chiefs and others on the news, on big podcasts, saying the exact same thing I've been saying, what you've been saying. That means that people are getting it. And that folks understand what's really happening, and that Trump now is getting into the guts of what's going on in the intelligence agencies.
Alex, I want to thank you so much. By the way, the Federalist lead story right now is the Pilgrims as ethno-nationalists. I want everybody to go read that. Alex, where do people go to get, because the reason they're trying to shut you down is exactly the last 45 minutes. You are the single best messenger strategist for thinking it through and explaining to the American people with passion that sticks to them. Where do people go to get your show, sir?
Thank you. We've got a couple big channels on Rumble, the Alex Jones Network, you know, the Alex Jones channel. I'm on X at Real Alex Jones. They have a receiver appointed. We fought, but we've exhausted everything. So they're going to shut us down very soon. They say they're going to have an auction, but they're not. I don't think it'll be a real one. They're going to probably, the Onion, Bloomberg people say that they're going to get it. They've been bragging on national TV about it. Remember a year ago they did the fake auction, got caught and got stopped. But we fought hard, so we'll have the Alex Jones Network. But for now, you can still find me at Infowars.com/show. Steve Bannon, God bless you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thanks for the time.
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Play the clips from other clips from Fox, other clips from Newsmax saying, no, the CIA elements are attacking. They're planning a coup. They're planning false flags. And that's why they're undermining the president. Yes. 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 And so Americans know what to expect. You give them the full plan. You expose the rabbit trick. That's how you crush the enemy. You end the lies. You smash them. Or the country's gone. No more gangs. And I can assure you, all these people aren't going public without authorization from the president. So here's former CIA officer, section chief, highly decorated Gary Bernson, explaining how we're so infiltrated by foreign intelligence that if we don't get back control of the country, it's over. And then he goes in to describe all the massive election fraud as well. Then Roger Stone is going to join us, but here's the clips.
And so I would ask President Trump as early as possible, convene a commission and create a new intelligence organization. Sam Faddis, who was a very capable former CIA officer, wrote a book called Beyond Repair over a decade ago. I would use that book as the model, but you must create a counterintelligence service like Britain's MI5. And to do that, you have to save the country. The problem for President Trump is he comes in and there's so many problems. There were so many things he had to deal with. He had to deal with the economy. He had to deal with hundreds of thousands of people that were put in here. You know, illegally, they'll close the border. He had to deal with all sorts of illegal investigations against him. I'm not angry at the president for not getting to this yet, but he has to get to it now.
Yeah.
He has to get to the intelligence threats to this country now.
If he doesn't get to elections before the midterms, what's...
He's got to get to it all now.
It's going
to
be a massacre.
He's out of time. You're out of time, Mr. President.
And people want him to wait. In a blink of an eye, it's going to be, well, you can't do that because we've got the midterms.
Anyone who recommends that the regime in Venezuela be allowed to remain for 3 months or 6 months or a transition is a traitor. They're giving them time to survive. Any one of them. I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
One of our sources, and I don't want to give up the congressman's name, knew so much about election theft. And this was over a decade ago. And he went to a congressman because he lived in New York. He went to a congressman there, knocked on the door and said, this is what I know about and told this whole story. And the congressman looked, that's Cuban information. That's how dare you steal that from Cuba? And started yelling at the individual. By the time he got home, leading members of the cartel had called his house and say, we know you walked into a congressman today and your mother and father live down the streets and we're going to murder them the moment we ever get another report on you. So that guy went silent for a decade. And he did wind up contacting us later. But that's how bad this is. And he walked into his congressman. There are members of in every part of our government that have been affected by this. This is the great plague on America, that they figured out Americans could be bought because they were not loyal. Something happened after the end of the Cold War here.
So it's really like the last 25 years is where this kind of came into being.
It's a cultural thing that has occurred in our country. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. But the number of people who are traitors just would shock you.
Yeah, you notice the Comey tried with thousands of Trump officials down to low level to get them to take sex or money from the Russians. No one would take it. Democrats, totally different. And we lionize all these third world countries, people from India, wherever. And in those cultures, corruption is normal. And they are infiltrating and taking over, and it's really bad. But that's where we're going with this. And we have to admit it to ourselves, or the country is gone. The country is dead. And we do need to abolish a bunch of these agencies and create a new counterintelligence agency to shut down the traitors interfacing with the other agencies and bring Doge back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's hour number two, one of the most important broadcasts ever. Trump has now directed patriots and intelligence agencies to expose the CIA faction planning a coup against him. It's going down.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. As we deal in the truth, and we'll give you everything you need. The truth is my North Star. I worship the truth. Because God is the truth. Crank up the song. Stand up and be counted. Choose a side.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive.
Anybody wants to sell out? Walk across this line. Everybody else wants to stand with us against the globalists? Save humanity? Stay behind the line. Stone on, and I appreciate him. He's with us the next 40 minutes. And I got news after he leaves us, obviously. And then Robert Barnes joins us to talk about Comey and Letitia James and this judge. They really can't recharge him because of statute of limitations from my sources, lawyers I talked to. Maybe Roger's got more sources than I, including Sean and others, the top guys. The answer is appeal it and then give it to another judge. But regardless, the arrogance of Comey yesterday, I'm not going to even play the video. I did a response last night. It's just, he is so evil. And Letitia James ran on, I'm going to politically persecute Trump. And then they say this is political persecution. No, you committed the crimes. This is justice. And existentially trying to save our country. But we've been trying to get Trump course correct on the Podesta plan for civil war, mutiny in the military, all of it. Now he's gotten literally all these former CIA section chiefs, Jesse Waters, all these Newsmax hosts, all of them are now saying No, they're preparing some big event, a false flag. This is the good guys in the CIA from the Trump admin telling Waters. Waters like, I didn't know all this. This is what they told me. They loaded the teleprompter. Here it is. And it's word for word what I'm saying. This is manna from heaven. Because instead of fighting each new lie they put out, you go right back to Obama and Brennan that are running all this, which Waters said last night, and a bunch of other hosts, which means it's being sent as a talking point. We have people in the Defense Intelligence Agency and the good guys in the CIA, the faction, spilling the beans, finally. Not, oh, here's a document about the CIA and FBI targeting Alex Jones or Trump, or the DOJ targeting Roger Stone, you know, or Flynn. This is the blueprints, the receipts. And I'm seeing it everywhere. This is so exciting. So let's play the Waters clip and then go into the Newsmax Navy SEAL clip. They're short. So I'm going to cover this first with Roger. This is what we need because Trump's the underdog. We're the underdog. Trump has to explain that we're winning battles but haven't won the war to rally people because Trump will say, hey, we've won. It's great. Everybody, and people are like, no, we haven't. In the fourth turning, everything's about being a revolutionary. Trump is a revolutionary. So stay as the maverick. Stay as the underdog. Bring the maverick Musk back. Relaunch Doge. Things like this. As well, the polls show people want, and I'll just follow polls. It's the thing I said to do. When he did it, would hurt us. Here's just two of these clips. We got to reinstate the Smith-Mundt Act and bring back a ban on CIA propaganda and coups in America and color revolutions. That's what those are. That's what the Smith-Mundt Act did, was said the CIA could engage in domestic propaganda coups and election meddling. And part of that was indicting Flynn, indicting Stone, coming after us. The documents have come out. We know this, but now Trump has his surrogates doing it with a blitzkrieg, and this is the signal we needed, which I've been saying we needed to see. This is so exciting. Here's the clips with Roger Stone.
The two CIA officers who said that this is a part of a larger hoax, and what they're doing here is they're trying to condition the country to prepare for something bad that's about to happen at the hands of Donald Trump. It's straight out of the CIA playbook. It's a destabilization operation where you get people to mistrust each other. And you do this because she's an analyst, and as an analyst, she would make sure what propaganda operations were successful, which ones weren't. So she knows what works. So the first part of the video, you establish authority. I'm CIA. I'm military. You need to trust us. Second part of the video, they introduce the threat, and the threat's not foreign. The threat's domestic. The threat's Donald Trump. And then at the end, they introduce the solution. What's the solution? You resist. You say no. But they don't give an option. They say this is an obligation for you to do. Now, she is being run because she didn't come up with this herself. She's a Brennan acolyte, and you usually don't have congressmen and senators doing anything together. They kind of hate each other. So in order to organize this, this had to have had some sort of handler telling her what to do. And it was risky because nothing like this has ever been done in the history of the country. And you can even tell because the media was skeptical, and they couldn't answer the question, so they hadn't even been read in on the operation. You see them fumbling and stumbling. And I'm glad that the U.S. military is now investigating this guy Kelly, because this is what we expect from Donald Trump 2.0. You can't have the deep state interfering with a duly elected presidency and get away with it. You got to draw the line in the sand, and you have to make examples out of people.
So let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal.
Folks, don't doubt me on this one. I literally did this in other countries. But this is just the current lever being pulled. They've been prepping this for 10 years. They've been trying to cast Donald Trump as crazy, unconstitutional, whatever else, trying to create the vulnerability to crack his support. And none of it's true. Here from the manual, quote, a vulnerability is critical when its exploitation will significantly influence the threat's ability, the threat being Trump, ability to conduct support or an operations. Operations in this case, meaning carefully convinced young service members that striking a drug boat in international waters might be an illegal order without saying it, because it's not.
Oh, Carl, the military can't, and the CIA can't actually be using a PSYOPs campaign on the American people. You bet they can! You ever heard of the Smith-Mund Act in 1948? This actually prohibited the U.S. government from disseminating government-funded propaganda or psychological operations materials on American citizens. Well, the Smith-Mund Modernization Act of 2012, which was incorporated into the National Defense Authorization Act of 2013, signed by President then Barack Obama, changed that. Specifically, Section 1078. Got the receipts, folks. The primary goal was to remove limits to the United States government's ability to counter foreign propaganda. This basically showed the government the ability to influence U.S. public opinion. I mean, don't even get me started on the Patriot Act and how it allowed it to spy on all Americans, but whatever. So think about this. If your opinion has gone negative of Trump, especially in the last few weeks, folks, you are likely a victim of a massive psyops. Trump hasn't changed in the last 3 weeks.
That's right. It doesn't mean we have real beefs, but they're exacerbating those and getting ready for a big, nasty, dirty event. I want to hit this first. StoneZone.com, top syndicated show on WABC, former top Trump advisor at the White House last week. We'll get into the election fraud stuff that's about to come out. I heard about that from some folks that were at the White House, and now it's in the news. And we'll obviously talk about Comey and the rest of it, but StoneZone.com. Roger, I got dozens of other clips. Suddenly the talking point that's true is that, though, there's another CIA section coup going on. That's what Trump needs to do to head this off at the pass. How exciting is this? I'm very excited.
Alex, I'm glad that you have now been completely and totally borne out. You've been saying this for many, many months. But we saw yesterday something that's equally part of the efforts to destabilize Donald Trump, and that is this outrageous decision by a Clinton-appointed judge to dismiss the indictments against FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. There's a lot here, so let me get into it. But first of all, let's recognize that James Comey and I were charged with the exact same crime, lying to Congress under oath. Yet they staged a 6 a.m. raid at my home with 29 heavily armed FBI agents and a CNN camera in tow, while James Comey was allowed to leisurely turn himself in within 10 days. The judge gagged me immediately so I couldn't go on InfoWars and tell people the truth about what was happening to me. But there was no gag or limitation on James Comey. He was allowed to say anything anywhere he wanted.
24 agents didn't raid his house.
Absolutely true. So what this proves yet again is when it comes to the Constitution, the law, the rules, the facts, or the evidence, none of these things matter if you have a left-wing activist judge. Very specifically, the judge in my case specifically prohibited me from arguing that I was selectively prosecuted or that there was a political motivation in my prosecution. But James Comey was not similarly limited. But here's the most important thing. The ruling itself had nothing to do with the merits of the case. It didn't address the question of whether Comey lied under oath to Congress. It didn't address the question of whether Letitia James had a 43-year record of mortgage fraud and that every single mortgage document she ever signed included fraud in order to get her a lower mortgage rate, a tax break, and a lower insurance rate. The judge threw out these charges because she said that Lindsay Halligan, who is the extraordinarily brilliant and very attractive interim U.S. attorney appointed by President Trump, was unconstitutionally and improperly appointed. This is completely and totally wrong. Lindsay Halligan, first of all, the media denigrates her as a beauty queen or as an insurance lawyer. She graduated from college summa cum laude, got her degree 2 years early, got her law degree in record time, top of both her law class and her class. She was a senior partner in one of the most important and largest law firms in Florida, where she headed their civil litigation division. She has more experience in front of juries than, say, oh, I don't know, Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general. So the denigration of her is outrageous. But more importantly, the ruling, which said yesterday that the court ruled that once the original 120-day period under Section 546 of the law expired, the attorney general lost the power to appoint an interim U.S. attorney. That's incorrect. But it's interesting because the appointment of Robert Mueller, like the appointment of Jack Smith, was found to be unconstitutional. So once again, similarly, in my case, Jack Smith had never been confirmed by the U.S. Senate because there was no law creating the position to which he was appointed, and because there were no funds budgeted, the courts in South Florida found that his appointment was unconstitutional. Well, if that's true, then the appointment of Robert Mueller was similarly unconstitutional because the facts are the same.
Sure, so let's cut to the chase. What do we need to do?
When I raised that at trial, the courts refused to honor it, but when they raised it against Lindsey Halligan, it was raised. Here's the point. The law says two very important things. The provision authorizing the attorney general to appoint Halligan to a 120-day perm is subsection A of the law. Comey argued, and the Clinton judge incorrectly argued, that subsection D of that law overrode it. What's the bottom line?
Big surprise, other Democrat judges engaged in judicial tyranny. What's the bottom line, and then what do we do? Is the statute of limitations up to recharge him? Does it get appealed? What do we do, and how does Trump respond to this incredible travesty?
Now, there's several things here that need to be done. Unfortunately, I think it was timed this way. I don't think there is sufficient time to reindict James Comey. Again, there were never any rulings on the merits of his case, whether he did or did not lie under oath. But the statute of limitations run out. It's very important to note that the previous U.S. attorney, a miscreant named Eric Siebert, was fired over this. Siebert was quietly preparing a grand jury to rule that no charges should be brought against Comey, but Siebert never disclosed that he had a conflict of interest, that his father-in-law, his wife's father, was the godfather to James Comey's daughter. That was revealed right here on the Alex Jones Show. So he should have recused himself from the beginning. He was a deep state prosecutor who was planning to give Comey a walk and slow walking this for that specific statute of limitations to run out. So I doubt, unfortunately, whether the first deputy or whether a new interim appointee in the Southern District will have time to recharge Comey on these specific crimes. Letitia James, on the other hand, has a much bigger problem. The judgment yesterday has no impact whatsoever of the facts on her case. The Department of Justice can reindict her tomorrow. Donald Trump could appoint Lindsey Halligan as a special counsel to do so. There's no double jeopardy because James was never tried. Additional properties can also be charged. You have state prosecutions. You have a potential tax evasion prosecution there. So Big Tish is not in any way out of the woods. Two other very key points here, Alex. One is the fact that the U.S. Senate and the Democrats, this is part of the same CIA operation, the same use of liberal tyranny by left-wing judges to undermine Trump. They basically refused to confirm the appointments of any of Trump's U.S. attorneys across the country. They simply refused to do so. So by tradition, an appointee to be U.S. attorney has to have the acquiescence of the two U.S. senators from that state. It's not a law. It's not a regulation. It's not a legal requirement. It's a tradition of the Senate. Therefore, what the president needs to do is, this will get tested in court, but I think he wins based on the law, is he should have a cadre of tough prosecutors, and they can rotate in and out of these positions in 120 increments. So, for example, Lindsey Halligan, whose appointment will ultimately be upheld, once her 120 days is over, she hands off the case to a new appointee who's put in slot for 120 days. At the end of that 120 days, the case gets, if it's still active, gets passed on to the next. I've had Alan Dershowitz and David Schoen, who's probably the single smartest constitutional and criminal defense lawyer in the country examine this plan, and they both say it is absolutely legal. So that's the way you fix the problem in terms of the prosecutions across the country, where left-wing activist judges are refusing to hold those who are involved in past crimes during Biden and Obama, particularly crimes involving the Russian collusion hoax and the other various January 6 ops, the two phony impeachments, and so on. But the larger question, Alex, the single most important question is, will there be prosecutions in the Southern District of Florida against Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Weissman, Mueller himself, Biden, Susan Rice, and those, including Barack Obama, who pulled off the greatest single dirty trick in American history, the greatest single abuse of power, the Russian collusion hoax. Now, we were all encouraged a couple weeks ago, a couple days ago, when we heard that subpoenas had been issued. But I'm going to be honest with you, Alex, my sources tell me that there is no ongoing operation in the Southern District of Florida, that those subpoenas have not yet been returned, that there is not a grand jury looking at this. If that is true, that is very deeply troubling. They're trying to run out the clock. I love this president. I support him unconditionally, but recognize that this is not about retaliation or revenge. This is about accountability and justice. And if those who pulled off the Russian collusion hoax, those who tried to destroy your life, Alex, those who tried to destroy the life of that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn, and his family, those who tried to destroy me, those who tried to destroy President Donald Trump, if they are not held responsible, if legal technicalities are used to give them a walk, Republicans will not turn out in this next midterm election. They will lose faith. I know the president wants justice. I know the president expects justice. I know the president believes his Justice Department is working on this. I spoke to him about it. He is committed to accountability and justice, but whether that will happen really remains to be seen.
Well, that's right. And when we demand stuff, it's to put pressure on people in the Trump administration, not even Trump. He wants them indicted more than anybody. They tried to kill him and put him in prison. But I can tell Trump this, even bigger than affordability in the economy. I talk to the public, and the polls show this, too. They want justice. They want vengeance. The public gets all the persecution. And so we absolutely must see that. And we got to start talking about, I don't like to judge people, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Bongino, you know, any of them. I think the jury's not out on Blanche. I think he's a Democrat lawyer just by culture, just, you know, is just a wimp, bare minimum. But we must have this because we understand they're going to be back if we don't do this. And they've sworn, Akeem Jeffries, all of them, when we get back, if you think we were bad before, we're putting you all in prison, including Trump supporters. So we understand that these people are coming for us and coming from our children's genitals they want to cut off. They would open our borders again. And so we understand it's not a normal political cycle. We want justice. We want justice. So at a certain point, whoever's, you know, at fault, we don't know. Trump has to remove the attorney general, the FBI director, the deputy director. He has to remove the deputy AG. And we got to start saying who we want in there that'll take action, because the midterms are less than a year away, Roger. So I think if we don't see mass indictments of the deep state that are done right, they dropped the ball on this, I think, on purpose, and all the rest of it. I'm not saying Halligan did, but just the general thing. If we don't see action, I'll say, by February, I mean massive action. I'm going to move to D.C. for months and bullhorn the White House every day. You know, invited to the White House, busy, you know, don't go. Invited to Mar-a-Lago because it's just an event. President comes by and shakes your hand. I love that, but I don't have time for it. But no. I'm going to get the real attention with a high-powered bullhorn outside the White House and outside Mar-a-Lago, because that's where I get the real attention, not to hurt Trump, but to get him to not commit political suicide. Roger.
Alex, I'm in complete and total agreement. When we come back, I'm going to drop a couple truth bombs that people don't know, things that I learned last week when I met with the president and when I was in Washington.
Massive.
In the meantime, I'm going to take some methylene blue so I can get through the next segment.
You're looking good, Roger. We'll be right back. All right, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. It's amazing. Check it out. We'll be right back.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalist. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it. Or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalist. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now, growing up, I learned it was important not to kiss and tell, because where would we get around with the girls if you didn't? And it's the same thing with politics with Roger Stone, his incredible sources. He doesn't like to brag about his sources directly with the president constantly. But, you know, there's times for him to bring it out. So when he says, I've got huge breaking information, I've got some other White House sources. So I was asking him over the weekend, or late last week, I said, have you heard this? And he was like, well, not only have I heard it, I was there. But I don't know how far he wants to go. I mean, I've almost not even really reported on this because I already had the info, but I didn't want it to get blamed on Roger. But I'm guessing what he's about to say. He says he's got a couple things, though. I know one of them, I think. And that's election integrity and what they found. And separately, days after Roger told me this, this was Thursday or so, when he got back from the White House, now it's starting to break. Oh, this is about to come out. And Trump said, oh, yeah, we got a big investigation. Get ready. He said that yesterday. So we'll hit that in a moment. But, Roger, humor me here. I know you got a lot of big stuff going on, but the Podesta plan, the Civil War, undermine the president ahead of a big event, to have all these former CIA section chiefs that have good records and have Fox hosts and Newsmax hosts all start yesterday saying, no, there's elements of the CIA getting ready for a really bad event to be blamed on Trump, and they're undermining the military ahead of that for a coup. We know that's true. We didn't just agree with them. We saw it. And you, not just me. You talked about it. But to have them going, you know, interagency right to the heart of it shows how ripe this is and how dangerous. But also not just for the public, but inside the agencies, to have Trump's people talk about it lets them know we have the jump on them. Can you speak to that? Because, I mean, they're one of the few things they've got left is staging a false flag and trying to cause a civil war. And to me, that's a front burner issue. To me, when I learned this last night, and then I saw it everywhere and knew that it was obviously a talking point being put out, and Waters like, no, CIA, Trump CIA gave me this. It was like a breath of fresh air. I felt like 1,000 pounds was off my back. And then I saw everybody else saying it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a major offense. It looks like Trump got some control of the CIA. Now they're exposing their own operation. This is historic, Roger. I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Well, Alex, I think you're exactly right. Let me point out a couple things. One of the very best things the president has done, which really shows that he does understand what they have in mind, is to reassert control and discipline within the U.S. military. Pete Hegseth has done an extraordinary job of revamping the military, getting rid of those globalist generals and other leaders who would not carry out an order from the commander-in-chief, a legal constitutional order. He's done away with the DEI policies that are destroying our military. He's done away with the mandatory vaccination policies that were destroying our
military.
And let's
be clear, I know I'm interrupting, but all of that has come out in documents. We knew it, but then it came out as a purge. Get good people out because they won't take a poison shot. DEI became the offices of, like, the Inquisition of who to persecute. They had incredible power, not just in the Pentagon, but in the NSA and CIA. So when you take those out, you're not just kicking some kooks out. They had made them the advisors to HR on who to persecute.
Well, and then in terms of our intelligence agencies, putting John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard particularly in position has been incredibly crucial in terms of exposing the entire Russian collusion cabal and setting them up for legitimate prosecutions. Vitally important, the disclosures coming out of both the CIA and the ODNI, not to mention the fact that Anna Paulina Luna has been pounding away, forcing the deep state to hand over more and more and more evidence regarding the Kennedy assassination, because past is prologue. And that's very important to look at in view of the Thomas Crook situation in Butler, Pennsylvania. But, Alex, what disturbs me in the last couple of days is I've seen the upsurge of these attacks on Susie Wiles, the president's chief of staff. Let me just fill in a couple facts here. First of all, the idea that Susie Wiles represented or worked for Pfizer is false. When she was essentially driven from politics briefly by Governor Ron DeSantis, she worked at Mercury, which is a lobbying firm, which she was not a principal or an equity holder. They have 300 clients. That company may represent Pfizer. She never represented Pfizer. She is the one who negotiated the historic alliance between Robert Kennedy and his MAHA forces and Donald Trump. Right now, she is the one pushing to get to the bottom of all these election integrity issues. She's brought Kurt Olson, who is an incredibly knowledgeable and capable attorney who works very closely with Carrie Lake and knows more about election integrity than anyone in the country, into the White House to work on that. She is the one who's empowered Tulsi Gabbard and her working group to go wherever the evidence leads when it comes to electronic voting machines, mail-in votings, and other aspects of fraud. Who's pushing for the prosecution of the Russian collusion cabal harder than anyone in Donald Trump's circle? Well, that would be Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. So I'm sick of reading that she's worked, that she was in the World Economic Forum. That's a defamatory lie. Or that she's delaying the childhood vaccination schedule. That's also a lie. RFK himself posted about the fact that in this entire effort to make America back, who's had his back within the president's inner circle? Susie Wiles. I've known her 25 years. Oh, she's a globalist? No. We both worked for Ronald Reagan against George H.W. Bush. We both worked for Jack Kemp against George H.W. Bush. We both worked for Donald Trump against George W. Bush. So what she is a winner. Yes, she's tough. Yes, she is not a public personality, but this idea that she is somehow responsible for everything that people don't like about this administration is nonsense. Now, here's why the deep state is making their move now. I've been in politics a long time. I remember the period in 1982 before President Ronald Reagan's tax cuts and his regulatory cuts took hold and gave us what was, by the end of his term, the single best economy up to that point in our history. We had a lot of panickins, as the president would call them, saying, oh, we got to abandon the Reagan plan. Reagan has to raise taxes. Reagan has to back off these regulatory. Reagan needs to go softer on the Soviet Union. You remember this, Alex, people telling him, don't call on Gorbachev to pull down that wall. There were many in his administration didn't want the hard line that ultimately resulted in the fall of the Soviet Union. But we stuck to our guns and we turned out to be right. We're in the same position today. President Trump's tax cuts, his regulatory cuts, his tariff.
Roger. I mean, getting us out of the carbon taxes alone saves the country. We're close to a peace deal in Russia. I get this. Our listeners are sophisticated. I know you do big shows everywhere, you know, CNN, everything. My point is that we get all that. We want the deep state prosecuted because we know they're like a disease that keeps coming back. We understand that. I am simply saying it is heartening to see Trump, through his surrogates, come out and say this is a CIA coup and get ahead of it instead of just fighting the lies they put out with Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all of it. Go right to it's them, the Smith-Month Act. I have dozens of clips on the news, his surrogates saying it. So obviously somebody in the last 2 days sent this message. Waters said he met with the CIA, the good guys, exposing the CIA. That's never happened before. So this is a bellwether. Tulsi Gabbard's a hero. And I get your point about Susie Wiles. I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. She helped get him in there. She's a great organizer. I notice when somebody gets attacked, sometimes you need to figure out, is it being cherry-picked because they're scared of her because she's effective? The left wanted to kick, Musk out. And I talked to sources in the White House, and I asked you about it, and you said, well, that's accurate, but no comment, because you were there. I learned as well that they have the evidence, and now they've had their people go out and say it since we talked last week, of the chips, the cell phone chips in the voting machines, of the fraud out of China into Taiwan, into Venezuela. And I asked you about it. You said, yeah, that's accurate, but I can't comment right now. And that's Susie Wiles running that task force. So that's a good thing. So it's not like I'm just a cheerleader for her. I hope she's for real. But you're saying from your sources, and you were there, that's happening. And then Trump came out yesterday and said, oh, yeah, Cash Patel, we're all on this. It's going to come out soon. Big findings. What's the word on that?
Alex, I think you're right. I guess the greater point I'm trying to make is the reason that they want to move now with their false flag operation, with their efforts to undermine Trump, which began in this outrageous video in which former members of the military urged those in the military to ignore orders from the commander in chief that are quote unquote illegal, but not single one of them can point to an illegal, is because we're in a soft period here where the economy is not yet turned around. Yes. food prices are down, but they're not down as low as they were the last year Donald Trump was president. Yes, gas prices are down, but they're not down as far as they were in Donald Trump's first term as president. But they will be. And these tariff deals, which are bringing in massive revenues, remember in June was the first time in 15 years that the federal government actually ran a surplus, meaning we took in more.
You gotta go. We gotta go in a minute and a half. Your producer's telling us. But in closing, what is Trump messaging-wise policy to do to reconnect with the base? Because I don't believe MAGA's dead, but there's been a slide in those voters that weren't Republicans. He's kept his base. The polls show that. But in the ones that put him over the top, he's lost some. What does he do in messaging?
He needs to do several things. One, focus on the domestic economy. Focus on the domestic economy. That's happening, but it's not happening to the full extent that it will. Secondarily, I think he's on the cusp of a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Of course, the left is saying it's too rough on the Russians, but they want to ignore the entire history and the fact that we agreed not to push Ukraine into NATO, which is what Joe Biden did, which is what caused this war. They hate that narrative. But it's the truth. He needs to end that war. I think that Marco Rubio's doing an exceptional job at that. Thirdly, we must have justice and accountability for those who staged the greatest single coup d'etat attempt in American history, the Russian collusion hoax. He must do those three things. He will do those three things. But those who think Susie Wiles is fighting that, she's the one pushing for the full MAHA agenda under Robert Kennedy. She's the one pushing for full disclosure about election integrity, the election machines, the paper ballots. She is the one pushing for the prosecution of the Russian collusion cabal. And this idea that she's going anywhere is completely false. I have total confidence in her because I've known her for 25 years. Donald Trump has total confidence in her as well, and it is well placed. The same people who say that she's responsible for anything they don't like are the same people who said that he would lose the election because she was running his campaign. They are wrong. Thanks, Alex. God bless you.
RogerStoneZone.com. Thank you so much. Wow, amazing interview. And I wanted to get to the clip, but he's got to go. I'll play it in a moment of Trump saying, oh, yeah, big election stuff coming out. I can tell you, it is huge. So, but having top CIA come out and expose CIA trying to have a coup, unprecedented, not getting the attention it needs, but Trump's got the surrogates out there, and I know an order when I see one for a talking point, like, oh, take the shot. You can't get COVID, and you can't share COVID. And it turned out it was a talking point. It was a lie. This is a talking point. It's true. Heard here a million times before it became a talking point. So, I mean, this is a big deal. Robert Barnes is coming on talking about the waterfront, all these issues. And then when he leaves, I've got all of this insane stuff, folks. I mean, I'm going to have to really focus in the fourth hour to get to it all, but believe me, you're not going to want to miss that. But speak of the devil, we're not going to be on the air if you don't support us. You know, I've got my game face on. They have appointed the state receiver to shut us down. There's really no other things we can exhaust to stop it. They haven't set the time for the auction. Maybe the good guys are allowed to bid and keep us on air. I'm not going to count on that. We already saw the federal court with the U.S. trustee do a fake auction with The Onion backed by Bloomberg. And by the way, they're coming in when the new auction, which I'm sure will be tailored just for them. So what I think is going to happen. It's okay. We got the Alex Jones Network, which is owned by the AlexJonesStore.com, which is owned by Bigley, the great patriots. Been around for so long, funding, you know, running, helping dozens of shows and being a big sponsor. And one of the main producers of Trump Apparel the last 8 years. Well, when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you get the very best deals on supplements, get the very best products, and it funds this operation. This is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. It's not just buy one supplement, get the same one free. It's buy any supplement, get any other supplement free. So you can buy a $20 supplement that's amazing, but lower cost because the product costs less. And get a $45 one free. And there's a bunch of other sales. 25% off on all the apparel. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's insane. Here's a breakdown of that. Then I'm going to get to the latest news. Here it is. I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigley, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene, Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and they're all the best. The turmeric, the list goes on and on. Where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjonesnetwork.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. And again, I don't own thealexjonesnetwork.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there, be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in. We could give out. Is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere, you take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work, so it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high-quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the Sea Moss or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars has existed. It will continue on despite a URL because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this. The other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all. Months I've covered Congressman Randy Fine, who helped get state laws passed in Florida to, quote, protect Jews from hate crimes that would, I said, would end up being used to take everybody's free speech away. And now, this just happened yesterday, I talked about it, but we've got the newscast. USF police file hate crimes charges against three men accused of Muslim harassment. So they're out there praying in the parking lot. University of South Florida Police Department said it has identified and filed charges against three men shown the video. So remember, Fine said, oh, you do a banner hang, it's a $500 fine. But because you committed a misdemeanor, now we'll make it a felony, 5 years in prison. Well, it's the same thing. Oh, you weren't permitted to be at the university. You came when they were doing their prayer, and you ate bacon in front of them. So you're going to get charged with felonies. And all over the Western world, we're having to comport and submit to Islam. This is so incredibly dangerous. And The Trump Justice Department should get involved. These charges should be shut down. But here's what the guys did in the parking lot. Oh, the Muslims cry. Oh, they ate bacon. They had bacon in front of us. Oh, you put women in beekeeper suits. Oh, you throw homosexuals off cliffs. Oh, you take over the world. Oh, you say you come in and colonize and push people out of each city like Muhammad did 1,500 years ago in Medina. It is a plan of expansion. They admit they're colonizing us. They're arrogant. They think it's funny. And we need to wake up to it. But this is happening in America. The same stuff you see in Germany, Sweden, the UK, Canada is now here. This is outrageous. They crossed the line. Here it is.
Every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Bacon. It's really good.
Bacon?
Bacon? Anybody?
Under the new rules from the 12th Imam, you can eat bacon. It's halal. You can eat bacon whenever you want.
After the prayer ended, we look up to see them taunting us in our faces with bacon.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I had to relive the whole thing again.
You're taunting us with 5 a.m. to midnight calls to prayer. You're taunting us coming with Sharia law. You're taunting us saying our dogs are dirty. And in Europe, they banned them in public parks because the Muslims don't want to see them. Prayer rooms in the public schools, the Christianity banned. And you sit there and you cry. You came here to Congress. It's in your Quran. I can play you hours of the emails bragging about it. Stop pretending you're a victim. You got 50-something countries, but you always want to get out of them because they're hell on earth. You want to come here and rape, rob, and pillage. So cut the crap. The Crusades were a response to 700 years of Islamic invasion in Europe. They conquered much of Italy. They conquered most of Spain. They went as far west as Poland, Russia, Serbia. And then Hollywood says, oh, the Crusades came out of the clear blue sky. The long surrender of the West is over. Do I hate the individual Muslim? No. But you are a political, cultural, expansionist movement of Muhammad. And you have declared your war, and we accept the challenge. That's why they stab and bomb in the towns they're in. It's to push you out. Then they put their people in, and they expand. I can play you 100 imams saying, you can grab one of their 8-year-old girls, you can put them in sex slavery because they're not Muslim, you can sell them for sex slavery because they're a kafir. Most of sex slavery in Europe, the Muslims. The word harem. Hear about, the harems, all these naked women for the Muslims. Those are kidnapped slaves. This is cancer. And the long surrender is over. But you got this university in Florida. Oh, we're going to charge 3 of you with felonies because they're in the parking lot. They need to do it at a school where it's got its own jurisdiction, its own law. Oh, you'd have a permit. That's a fine of the municipal city that is a university. And now they use the state law passed by the Israel lobby that you do a misdemeanor. We call it a hate crime felony. Now we use it. Great job, Randy Fine. Randy Fine, the sword of the Muslim Brotherhood, the sword of the Islamic Jihad. Just like Israel founded Hamas and funded them, Randy Fine is now backing the Islamic takeover of Florida and the destruction of the First Amendment. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com
and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physician before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So many bombshells dropped. So much exclusive news from directly from Trump. And we're going to get into the waterfront of where Trump's really at, where the numbers are, the key things he's got to do, the election fraud, what's happening with Venezuela. That strike's imminent unless they have Maduro leave. There is so much to get to I haven't even hit yet. But James Comey is this arrogant globalist that weaponized, that said he went and set up Flynn to get rid of him, that bragged he did all this, that lied to Congress, that later admitted he lied to Congress, give another corrupt judge, give him a get-out-of-jail-free card with Letitia James. But it doesn't matter because they're convicted in the court of public opinion, and I'll tell you, more indictments are coming. But there's an instinct in Washington, you know, even if people aren't globalists, they just don't want to fight. Well, that's fine. You don't want to be in this arena? Get out of the arena. We need people that are ready to fight. And Robert Barnes has been a lawyer that's worked for Trump on election fraud. He's very smart. We're going to get his take on Comey, Tisa James, the CIA coup operation coming out, Venezuela, Russia, the economy, and so much more next segment. Now, it's hard to watch, but it's important to play. It's just 2 minutes long. Sorry to subject you to this. To look at the arrogance, though, of Comey's face and how we never politically persecute people. We never do that. Well, you said, Letitia James said, I'm running for office to find something to put Trump in prison. You said you went to set up Flynn and made up stuff. You lied to Congress. You lied and said you weren't behind it all, and then you were. It's open and shut. That's why when the judge, Democrat judge, kicked out both cases yesterday, they didn't say they weren't guilty. They didn't say that there wasn't evidence that was true. They just said, no, this prosecutor wasn't appointed correctly, and so you can go piss up a rope. And that's the corruption of the court system we're dealing with. So let's go to Comey, and then later after Barnes leaves us, I'm going to get to some corruption stories that are local but tied to the globalists. They're going to blow you away. Here's the report.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence, and a reflection of what the Department of Justice has become under Donald Trump, which is heartbreaking. But I was also inspired by the example of the career people who refused to be part of this travesty. It cost some of them their jobs, which is painful, but it preserved their integrity, which is beyond price. And I know they will serve again. I was very lucky that some of the best lawyers in America stepped forward to represent me. I hope they serve as an example to more and more lawyers, especially some of the big firms, to participate in protecting our liberty, protecting the rule of law. And my family and friends were always with me, and luckily for me, include some of those great lawyers. This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are. You have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free. I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent. I am not afraid. And I believe in an independent federal judiciary, the gift from our founders that protects us from a would-be tyrant. When I was a kid, my parents would wake us up for school every morning by snapping open the shades and saying, "Time to rise and shine and show the world what you're made of." Well, it's that time, America. It's time to stand up and show the fools who would frighten us, who would divide us, that we're made of stronger stuff, that we believe in.
Everything he says is what they did. What a disgusting dirtbag.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Say we live in boring times. We live in a time of epic change. For the top constitutional lawyers, former Trump lawyer, election fraud expert, Robert Barnes joins us in this hour. The next hour, I'm going to get into this whole spectrum news I haven't hit. There's so much. We don't keep the best to last. It's all super critical, but we do get overloaded by the end because I want to hit a lot of this. So stay with us in the fourth hour. But regardless, you're the Paul Revere's. Tell folks about the local station you're listening to. Share the live feeds. That's how we reach more people. That's really where all the power is. And understand, it's been your long-term financial support that's held off the Democrat Party law firms, the DOJ, the CIA. And by us holding out so long, we've kept getting the information out, breaking thousands of huge stories, hundreds of massive stories, dozens of top stories that have changed the world. And it's exposed all their criminal activity, and now they are convicted in the court of public opinion, and it's known. I get basically zero hate in public now, and that's just Democrats, liberals walk up everywhere, whether I'm in Target or wherever, and apologize. And so I'm just a bellwether. But you're not a public figure, which is great. It's great to be private. You don't know. You still feel like you're alone. No, we're the majority. Now, we have Comey and Letitia James and this judge killing it. And we have the issues there of, is the statute of limitations up? Do they appeal it? What happens? and really the anemic fact that Trump hasn't been able to get enough good people in that'll take action in the DOJ. But then bigger than that even is the real poll numbers I got from White House sources. And I asked Roger about this the other day. He was there for those meetings. He said, yeah, it's true. I forgot to ask him last hour about it. The poll numbers the White House had mirrored the Rasmussen top pollster, Mark Mitchell, we had on last week, or the week before now. So they then summoned him Tuesday to the White House from the show they watched for a three-hour meeting, an hour with Trump, 2 hours with Susie Wiles, vice president, and others came in. So they're listening, and they're listening intensely. They wouldn't be wasting their time if they weren't. So to me, Trump's doing a great job overall, but he used a course correct on messaging. And now we're seeing that where you have this stay behind network, sleeper cell, CIA, John Brennan, Smith Month Act repeal enabled this operating, the same one we fought in the last 9 years, trying to push this overthrow the president thing, rolling it out there. But they're going to investigate the video that's legal. What's not legal is the intent of having the lawmakers and CIA operatives put that out ahead of an event to demonize Trump. It goes to the Podesta plan and the coup plan and the admissions to want to delegitimize him using stay-behind network money that Biden put in through USA and other places that's been declassified and released. So it's the compendium of Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the things they've done and the election fraud and the fake impeachments by this group that's unelected. That's the cut-and-dry seditious conspiracy, the treason. We have a real constitutional expert on this joining us to walk through. So he can start anywhere he wants with Comey, with that. But the good news is now all these Trump surrogates, and Jesse Waters admitted it last night. He said, I didn't understand all this. I just had two CIA high-level people read me in on it. They loaded my teleprompter, and it's word for word what I say because it's the truth. I'm not CIA. I can just reverse engineer it. They do the regime change. This is the first time I've seen CIA blowing the whistle on other factions because that's how it works. Doing this, explaining they're setting up a big event to frame Trump and launch a civil war, which you've heard here 1,000 times or more. The point is, because they were arrogant enough to put it in the Podesta plan and other plans, the point is to now have Trump surrogates on Fox, Newsmax, former CIA section chiefs popping up everywhere that were good guys, saying, get ready, they're about to make a move, shows that Trump's entered a new arena here, where you don't just argue each fake new thing they launch, you cut right to the chase that it's a rogue government doing this. You do that, the public knows you're the underdog, they understand what's happening, and then it's game over for them. So this is very exciting development. I don't think even people that are politically wise get how big it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really respect constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes' take on that. We'll put his URLs up and how you follow him on X. Barnes, where do you want to start first?
Well, at any point, I mean, we have an internal struggle within the Trump administration that's going to be externalized by a wide range of bad faith and good faith actors trying to win that internal battle. So inside the Trump administration, you have the people representing Wall Street and Soros, Scotty Bessent, who got all his wealth and connections from George Soros. You've got the national security establishment, the military industrial complex, represented by narco Marco Rubio and his cocaine cowboys family history. You've got the CIA intelligence infrastructure, deep state, represented by Ratcliffe at the CIA. And so those are the black hat actors trying to sabotage the Trump MAGA agenda to something that is counter to what the American people voted for and what Trump's own instincts are for. On the other side, you have the good faith white hat actors. You have Vice President J.D. Vance. You have the Undersecretary of Defense, Eldridge Colby. You'll remember his grandfather, Bill Colby, was the one who outed the family jewels at the CIA and Fort got blacklisted by the likes of Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Bush. The grandson has not forgot that. He's trying to do very good work at the Secretary of Defense, but as we speak, the Senate's trying to block two key appointees for him. You have good work being done by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and by Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Joe Kent. You have very good work that Maha is trying to pursue. Maha, Robert Kennedy, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the people he's put in place in charge at the FDA and the CDC. But they are constantly being undermined by the bad faith actors in the Justice Department. While you have good ones like Carmi Dillon at Civil Rights, Gail Slater at the Antitrust Division, the Ed Martin at the Lawfare Division, you have the bad faith actors who are constantly sabotaging it, like Pay for Play, Pam Bondi, like Sovereign District of New York, Todd Blanche, like you do in other sections like the EPA and Lee Zeldin, who today again is announcing more forever chemicals to be stuck into our food supply. So you've got a constant, continuous war within the administration, and you're going to see that represented outside the administration. The bad faith actors that want to threaten some form of civil war or global conflict as a way to detract and distract from the Trump agenda and the White Hats. The White Hats relying upon you, Alex, relying on Steve Bannon, relying upon all of us to be able to voice our opinions in the court of public opinion so that the good side and the White Hats can win out in the end run. You just saw a mini example of it in the Comey indictment. Trump demanded it got indicted. Lindsey Halligan did the right thing by indicting. But Pam Bondi was asleep at the wheel, and that's why the indictment got dismissed. Now, the good news is it can be reinstated within 6 months. So the statute of limitations is told because of the case was dismissed without prejudice. So both the indictment against James and Comey can be reinstated. But if it's going to be effective, they need to take it down to the Southern District of Florida, where the prosecutor there is not a deep state prosecutor, where they already have an open grand jury investigating Clapper and Brennan and Comey and all of them for the extensive lawfare that Russiagate was just one constituent component of. They have all the Tulsi Gabbard referrals and all the evidence she put together. And they should just incorporate the Comey indictment with that. And that would be a safer, more effective venue with a impartial grand jury, impartial jury pool, and judges that have actually had a history like Eileen Cannon of standing up to deep state corruption and collusion. And it's a related case under the federal law because it relates to the Trump case that Judge Cannon was also assigned, since the Russiagate raid was all part of an extended continuing cover-up to deal with all the lawfare and deep state coup attempts against President Trump, of which James Comey was neck deep. And goes back a long extending, as we've discussed. Comey's corruption goes back to the 1990s. It goes back to the Clinton era, when he was at the Sovereign District of New York. I mean, he was there when Todd Blanche was interning. So that gives you an idea of why Blanche is unreliable. So all of that is promising a potential. But then we see at the same time the sabotage of the Ukraine peace deal that just took place this past week, when the Vice President Vance, to his credit, realizes Ukraine is about to get wiped out on the battlefield, understand it's in President Trump's best interest for that war to end and to end ASAP. No more sanctions on Ukraine, no more U.S. soldiers on the ground. People don't realize there are, in fact, U.S. soldiers on the ground in Ukraine. They're the ones operating the HIMARS. They're the ones operating a lot of the U.S. weapons. They're the ones directing intelligence on a daily basis. This has been hidden from the American people, but it's indisputable. When somebody dies in the war, they pretend they were a mercenary or something like that, or they lie about where they died.
Or there's a helicopter crash. Yeah, and I said that 3.5 years ago, even the New York Times 6 months ago, broke the news that really the U.S. has been running the war the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. And so Vance goes in, he goes to what was loosely called Istanbul Plus, which was what Russia laid out and Putin laid out in the summer of 2024 as their conditions of peace. President Trump agreed to that in Alaska in August, agreed to it again on the phone with Putin in October.
And by the way, Russia strategically, overwhelmingly cut and dry won, so they have all the cards. Europe didn't send in the quarter million army. They didn't pony up the hundreds of millions. So it's done. All of it just kills more people so the deep state can launder more money for a while. And the Russians will then just take the whole thing, which they don't even want. But for a security guarantee, they'll have to if they don't have a guarantee not bring in NATO. We know this new deal has a poison pill of NATO troops, possible NATO entry. So it's not a real peace offer by Ukraine. It's a poison pill.
Absolutely. I mean, Vance went to great lengths with Witkoff and Jared Kushner to get a good peace deal on the table. And then Kellogg leaked it to sabotage it because it was just in the negotiation terms of agreement stage, not detailed out yet. That completely side railed it. Then Rubio steps in with all the lunatics in the Senate, bloodthirsty Mitch McConnell, Don Porky Bacon, Brian Fitzgerald from Bucks County. Like, these counties and states and districts care about Ukraine, but it's the only thing these corrupt congressmen and senators care about in the brothel of blood.
They're laundering money back to themselves. When you look at the neocon groups, the Cotton and all them, you know, chair, McCain's former group with Lindsey Graham, they're literally getting money right back to themselves.
Oh, in fact, that is detailed in a Larry Johnson. I know you've interviewed him before, Alex. Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst, his business partner filed a fraud whistleblower complaint with the Pentagon. Over $40 billion they detailed being stolen out of Ukrainian aid. And it was laundered through Estonian bank accounts. It came back and went into the pockets of EU, high-ranking EU officials and high-ranking members of Congress. The Pentagon has that information right now in an open criminal investigation. So we should be getting out of this conflict. But unfortunately, Rubio flies over to Geneva and sabotages the whole thing. Let's, as you put it, let's Ukraine put poison pills in it that guarantee either Russia doesn't sign on to the deal, or even if they do, we could be dragged in with a security guarantee that leaves us
being a policeman. Boris Johnson did this a few years ago. Now it's been done again. Clearly Trump has figured this out by now. So where do you see this going? Because Russia is just going to keep making gains, gains, gains.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the problem is President Trump right now has not had the consistency and courage to stand up to the national security establishment in the form of narco Marco Rubio and Soros Scotty Bessent. They tell him that the Russian economy is collapsing when it's a lie. They tell him that Ukraine was winning on the battlefield or was a stalemate when it was a lie. At least he now knows, because of Vice President Vance's good work, following independent media sources like you and others, that General Kellogg has been lying to them for the whole year, pretending that the Ukraine
conflict first happened. But here's what's crazy. It shows people think Washington's like Mount Olympus and we have no power. We have great power over it. Just even the general public or even a reporter asking Trump a question. He really noticed all the attacks constantly on Vance, that he's a Palantir Muppet and he's the dark, evil guy. No, folks, I know him. I know people that know him. He really cares. I mean, he is really on this. And you see him, you know, saying, no, we're not a puppet of Israel. I mean, he's doing a great job. And that's why when you sit back and see the corporate media attacking him, that's not our friends, folks. They're even, quite frankly, because of his detente and overall wide spectrum intelligence, they are so scared of a Vance presidency. What I'm concerned about is they've always tried to team him up with Rubio in all the push polls and all the numbers I've seen. I would really be concerned about having Rubio as my vice president.
Yeah, Vance knows that's a way to lose life insurance real quick. That would never happen. Vance is the intellectual, trying to intellectualize Trump's instincts and actually translate them into public policy. And, you know, that's why it was J.D. Vance who invited Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Reports down to try to get direct access to Rubio.
Oh, they told Mitchell. They said no. He watched the show and he showed it to Wiles, and to her credit, you're critical of her, and I'm sure she is bad. The point is, they said, no, come on up, spent 3 hours with her.
Absolutely. And that's Vance is the one trying to re-message, change their messaging, trying to focus on housing affordability, focus on job accessibility. And he knows for any of that to work, we got to get out of these stupid wars. And we can't have sanctions regimes that just sanction us. We can't, you know, Lindsey Graham wants to do 500% sanctions on the whole world. Just for Ukraine. That would sink our economy. That would make everything more unaffordable.
And again, it's a new Marshall Plan. I predicted they'd call it that, to literally make even more off the quote reconstruction than off the war.
Exactly. It's just one long money laundering grift. Has been for 30 years in Ukraine. And remember, it's George Soros' pet project going all the way back. And Soros' Scotty Bessent has been giving Trump inaccurate information on the economy, giving him inaccurate information on China. That's why we had to back off of China, because he told him that China would never use the rare earths as an ace card when they did. He's just been giving him bad advice after bad advice. And I don't trust the guy who made all of this money.
I was talking to some high-level White House people over the weekend, and they said, we heard some of your other guests. They mentioned you and they mentioned Carl Serafin and myself. They said, we notice you keep saying Trump's been giving bad advice to set him up on purpose. And they said, we now actually believe that. So it's not even that, I don't even think that it's Patel's that bad or Bondi or any of them. They have advisors they call into the supposed experts, and they're literally giving them advice that will destroy them and the country. And then Trump's so busy, he doesn't remember he was given bad advice. He just knows something doesn't go well. He's got to get different advisors. Who are the bad?
Or at least. Absolutely. Or he's got to carve out certain people. Like, let Vance run Ukraine entirely, for example. Don't have Rubio involved at all. We only got a piece of
Vance is the Ukraine war czar.
Yeah, exactly. You know, do things like that so that Vance can have carte blanche. He and Driscoll at the Army are very good. Elders Colby in defense, very good. He's allied with Gabbard and with Kennedy and with Kent. They're all very good. They're all white hats. The black hats are Ratcliffe is a black hat, Rubio is a black hat, Besant is a black hat, and Susie Wiles just cares about the donor list. So, you know, that's what she's doing. I mean, and she's in way over
her head. She's the manager of the whole Republican thing. So clearly, let's just explain this. NATO thought they'd have a 20-year conventional war. They could keep it conventional. It'd be their new war economy. This is official, by the way. It's not my opinion. And that Russia would collapse. It's the opposite. 3.5 years, Russia's triple producing weapons. Putin's more popular than ever. NATO is lost. The double down we heard the last year didn't happen. So it's over. They won. Stop pretending. Trump's like said 8 months ago at the White House with Zelensky. He goes, you're lucky. You have no cards. I've got some. Russia's got even more. You need to sue for peace and they'll only take a little bit of your land. You keep going. They're going to take it all. And by the way, they don't want it all because that's true. They don't want that problem. So this is literally suicide for the Ukrainians that NATO is keeping them on. What needs to be done?
What we've got to tell them is what he originally said, which was last week. He said, here's the terms, and you accept these terms, or we are done being involved in this war. No more intelligence support, no more martial support, no more monetary support, no more military support. And the Ukrainians admitted they would immediately collapse if that were the case. People don't realize how much we're still propping them up.
Trump did that 6 months ago, and in a week he said, fine, I'll do it. But as soon as they agreed to do a deal, they pulled back and the funding came back. It's the same game.
Completely. He's got to make a final stand and get out of this, or he'll get trapped in it for forever. And it will drag him down. It will create all kinds of risk. It will create false flag risk. It will create financial risk, monetary risk, geopolitical risk. They all know, the globalists know, if Trump and Putin got together, it would take apart the globalist regime once and for all. That's so you're about two great nations that can feed themselves, fuel themselves, and defend themselves. If you align these two great continental nations against the globalists lose. And they know that. And instead, they've been forcing Russia into the arms
of China. Let's be clear. They're already the two geographic and military dominant forces in the hemispheres. This is not your opinion. This goes back to the end of World War II, the Russia-China split. The Carnegie Foundation said the ultimate goal would be to merge Russia and the U.S., but they wanted it with Russia as communist to make us communist. Now the ultimate nightmare, Christian, populist, nationalist, pro-European, with us, it's game over geographically, mineral, energy-wise, militarily. It is the absolute 100% dominant move, and that's why the globalists are so upset and trying to stop it.
That's exactly right. That's what remember, they've been obsessed with this ever since Trump said, wouldn't we be better off if we got along with Putin in 2015? That's what launched Spygate. That's what launched Russiagate. That's what launched Ukrainegate. All of it has been around Trump's attempts to get detente with Russia, knowing it would break the back of the globalist empire. And so there's raw earths, rare earths all over Russia. We wouldn't have to be held hostage to China if we could get a rapprochement with Russia. We wouldn't have to worry about nuclear proliferation as badly, whether it's Iran or anyone else, if we had rapprochement with Russia. We would be able to have peace and stability and security in Europe if we had rapprochement with Russia. And economically, we could boom and keep energy prices down if we had rapprochement with Russia. So rapprochement with Russia is the practical, reasonable, right thing to do for America's best interest, but that's why the deep state will do everything possible to sabotage it, and they're using this Ukraine war to continue to sabotage it.
And that's 25 minutes on Russia. What about Venezuela? Then I want to move into all the domestic operations of what Trump should do, because clearly the Democrats are gearing up for something very nasty in the false flag department. Now you have the elements Trump controls in the CIA with the repeal of Schmidt-Mundak, not engaged in propaganda, but that's what they're doing, not black propaganda, white propaganda, telling the truth that there's elements of the CIA at war that you first opened up with. We already knew this, but to have it on Fox News and Newsmax and all over the news, that is crazy. That's got to really scare the deep state to have open discussion of what's happening. Not just fight the deep state's attacks, but go right to who's causing it, right to the source.
Exactly. Well, you've got people connected to Kennedy, Gabbard, and Kent trying to purge the bad faith actors out of the intelligence community, and the bad faith actors in the intelligence community going to great lengths to sabotage them. And what's surprising is they end up finding an ally in people like Cash Patel. It turned out to be counterfeit Cash. Or Dan Bongino. It turned out to be Dan Ballas Bongino. These are people that they need to send packing. And get a different group in, because you have people who are doing good work, and then the people that are holding it up, whether it's out of incompetence incompetence or corruption, and that's Bondi and Blanche at DOJ, that's Zeldin at EPA, and that is Lutnick at Commerce, Soros at Soros Scotty at Treasury, Narco Marco at the Secretary of State's position, and Bondi and Bongino and Patel at FBI. They are sabotaging the good efforts the president is trying to make to redeem the country and put us back on the right track.
Incredible analysis, Barnes. You're always on fire, but the last 30 minutes have just been splendidly accurate from my perspective. We'll come back and look at the domestic situation and what's coming out of that with Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com while you're still here, but follow us on X as a backup to find out about the new news sites and the Alex Jones Network that's all ready and ready to be launched. Barnes, where's the best place for people to find you?
At vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's where we put in all the geopolitical, political, and other content.
And on X, where?
Barnes_law.
All right, back in just a couple minutes, folks. This is such a serious time to be alive. Very exciting, actually. Look at election fraud news that's about to come out as well. Stay with us.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. You canceling time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you set it, and then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product. And it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Well, I wrote the headline last Monday. We can pull it up from a clip of the show. Cash Patel crashes out. I predicted 2 months ago he would be gone within 3 months. And, you know, that's not something I'm going to celebrate overall. He did a good job as a talk show host and helped Trump summon the Crossfire Hurricane, even though we were attacked by Crossfire Hurricane, identified it in March of 2017 before we even had the name with Sheriff Arpaio, who got the secret NSA database given to him. By the DEA that were very upset to see he and I and others listed there. And the document, you know, came out and turned out it was real. I knew it was real. I had like my fax line I hadn't used in 5 years on it. And Roger saw it had Trump's private Mar-a-Lago suite number on it. I mean, you know, it was, so yeah. But, oh, you know, Todd Blanche helped get the Mar-a-Lago documents case dismissed. They had no case. The judge did that. So he loves Blanche because of one victory. He loves Patel because he helped on Crossfire Hurricane. Trump, I told you about Crossfire Hurricane to your face. That Obama had created the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act to put a couple billion dollars in sleeper cells, stay behind networks in the government. And it's not about credit. It's just like, I see like the Young Turks yesterday. They're like, look, last month I said I now believe Epstein worked for Mossad. He worked for the Rothschilds and the British royals that created Israel, Israel's bosses. And Netanyahu is not a good guy overall, but he's another faction they're pissed off at because he's trying to get rid of the Supreme Court dictatorship over there and actually wants to run things. So just get what it is. It's an Israeli civil war. But I am so frustrated with 99% of these hosts. I'm not trying to differentiate myself from them. Their information is going to get us hurt. I have guests on that have accuracy rates that are the highest of accuracy and who know what they're talking about. Because I know Robert Barnes teaches me stuff every time he's on. He can rattle off this stuff better than me. I'm not kissing his ass. I'm saying, here, you want somebody who's smart? There it is right there. You want somebody that isn't a fake? There it is right there. General Flynn, not a fake. Steve Bannon, not a fake. Jack Posobiec, not a fake. Alex Jones, not a fake. People say, have you sold out? It's some mindless thing they do to feel more powerful or official. Hey, I sold out to being sued and attacked and my family destroyed and try to put me in prison constantly and having no money in the bank. Yeah, I sure as hell sold out. I sold out to the truth. And by the way, I would have any other way. I'm so happy. I love being the rebel. I love being the real outlaw. Because when you got tyrants, folks, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. So yeah, Trump's the real rebel. But he gets up there with all these yes men and just thinks if he gets the money in and everything and, you know, it'll be all right. No, it won't be all right. So Barnes, let's talk about domestic issues. And we'll find in post the clips of me 2 months ago saying he'll be gone within 2 to 3 months. Or Trump's completely insane. And this weekend they misrepresented it. I said, if you let Todd Blanche prosecute Ed Martin and Pulte over at Housing, as Reuters and all of them reporting, you're insane. I won't support you because you're committing political suicide. They took small clips out, tens of millions of views all over the news. I mean, millions of views everywhere. And said, Jones turns against Trump and they show a short clip. No, I said if he does that because he's destroying himself. If Trump poured gasoline on himself trying to self-immolate, he didn't do that. But I was simply saying he's got to take action on this and correct, or we're screwed. And now you see that happening. And then people went, oh, Ed Martin came out and said it was fake. He said it wasn't accurate. They interviewed people that were taken to the grand jury on Adam Schiff, who were the reporters working with Ed Martin, who went to public documents. They tried to say they were impersonating federal agents. That's not getting federal documents. And they thought they were going to testify against Adam Schiff, and it was against Martin. So, no. I'm not saying Martin's bad. I'm not saying he's a liar. He's a great guy. He is being the good cop. When he gets persecuted by Blanche, he didn't tell me this. His office didn't tell me this. I was told this by other people. He said, I always get the credit for the good and the bad. There's other good groups in there. They read me in on it, and he got called in. This was even in the news because Blanche said it. We're not going to protect Alex Jones from these attacks. He's a fringe person. He told him, not, I get this from Martin. I got this because Blanche bragged about it. You talk to him again, you're fired. Okay, great. Well, just other people talk to me. But the point is, they go, oh, look, fake news, Alex. You came out and said Trump was going to prosecute Ed Martin and Pulte, but he isn't going to prosecute him, and Ed Martin says it's fake news. No, that's not what happened. I said they're trying to do this within that grand jury, and they're trying to turn it around and then try to get Trump roped into it. I'm raising the alarm. So this is the levels of deception that go on, ladies and gentlemen. This is the levels of this that are happening. So we need to get rid of Todd Blanche. We need to get rid of Patel. Here's an example. You now have, and I have this clip. God, we can do 10 hours with maybe a whole over the next hour. I got to cover this with Martins. I know I'm ranting, but I wanted to hear all this. You now have the Massey clip that broke last night. And Massey's a very credible guy. Say what you want. The guy's a straight arrow, just like Rand Paul or Ron Paul. And these are the real dyed-in-the-wool, stand for what they believe in, they do it. May disagree on this or that, but they're true Americana. I mean, their integrity, they don't have integrity, they are integrity. Folks, you don't have integrity, you either are integrity or you don't have integrity. It's not like, I'm going to have integrity. No, you just have it. You can't even do the wrong thing when you have integrity. Because I know, because I got it. I mean, I don't make mistakes, but man, I love the fact that I'm the good guy. Okay? So, he says, yeah, we were exposing some of the corruption at the FBI, so they came over and threatened to prosecute us. And said, we'll make something up. I've had that happen to me. And they don't understand. These are like good men. Do you think when you mess with a good man, a Boy Scout, and you threaten him, that he runs away and pees on himself? Then they get freaked out and we don't run and hide because you've been used to operating with other criminals like yourself. You're in another ball game here, bro. We declare war. We accept the challenge. So here's Massey. And then Bongino cares about us and says, don't worry, I'll handle it. Because Bongino, I don't think he's corrupt like that, is smart enough to know you start threatening good guys, it doesn't end well. Barnes, that's a long rant, but Trump weighing ouster of FBI Director Cash Patel, just incredibly arrogant, private details for his girlfriend, reportedly that's illegal, all sorts of weirdness going on. We now learn that when he was in the first administration, he played big footsie with the Democrats and a bunch of stuff. What's really going on here? What do you expect to happen next?
Well, I think we've talked about it before. There are two things that break a man. One, everybody knows, is stress. The other that everybody forgets is success. I mean, how many people have you and I seen that as soon as they get success, they lose their whole sense of self, they lose their core character, they go completely off the rails. In fact, I've known more people to crack under success than under stress.
And I think that's what we've seen. My father always told me that. He said fast success is the most dangerous thing there is.
And it is, and it's true, and we're just seeing it on full display with Cash Patel. I mean, whether you call him counterfeit cash, fake cash, you know, don't send an H-1B visa guy to do an American's job, whatever you want analysis you want to use, he's been a complete and abject failure, and now he is threatening a member of Congress and his staff that if they go into whistleblower disclosures, that they will be criminally prosecuted and investigated themselves.
And he doesn't understand that they can invoke congressional immunity. He just declared war on another branch of government and a highly respected person that is as clean as the driven snow.
And the other reason why Trump needs to get rid of him before the midterms is if Democrats win the House, they're going to impeach Cash right away. And they're going to have a lot of smoke and a lot of fire where that smoke is, unfortunately. Because they've been doing this.
That's right. Trump's got to flush him now. They let him in. because they can control him, and it's an embarrassment for labor. And you're absolutely right. They are, even if they don't win in the next midterm, they're going to have hearings on him. He is going to be oh God.
Oh, they're building huge files. Him, Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi. These are ticking time bombs for President Trump that he needs to defuse now. Not wait till election day, not wait till next January to do it. And the nice thing, FBI, you can let Bongino retire. He's already worth like $250 million, from his Rumble and other deals. So, I think he realized he didn't really enjoy what he's into anyway. So let him leave. Get rid of Cash Patel and elevate Andrew Bailey. Andrew Bailey was attorney general in Missouri. He's very well respected. He comes from populist roots. I mean, you look at both Senator Schmidt and Senator Hawley are doing very good work. They're the two of the more legitimate populists that are up there. Bailey is the real deal. He proved he was the real deal in Missouri. This is a guy who took on China over COVID. This is a guy who took on the Biden administration over censorship. This is a guy who took on Biden administration over Second Amendment violations. So this guy had no fear. So let him, he's already now co-deputy director of the FBI. He was brought in anticipation of this problem about a couple of months ago. So let Bailey become head of the FBI and then maybe bring in somebody like General Flynn to be deputy director for at least a period of time, for 90, 120 days. That's a guy who has seen the criminals many, many times that can highlight the criminality involving, as Trump himself said, if we don't fix the elections, we're always going to be in trouble. So you need the FBI to be meaningfully investigating election fraud, of which there is extraordinary amounts of evidence across the country. Flynn is somebody who has seen it right at the front of it, at the tip of it. There's talk of Sidney Powell. I think there's some limitations there, but there's some people like Flynn that has public credibility, that has public confidence, that's proven he won't crack under stress or success, that knows where a lot of the bodies are buried.
Could we draft Ken Paxton to drop out of the Senate race, or is that Senate seat too important?
I think that we got to get rid of Cornyn. Though, I think there's some hope with Hunt. So it depends on how good you have confidence in Hunt. If you have confidence that Wesley Hunt can be really good, then you can bring Paxton up. Now what I would do at the Department of Justice, get rid of Bondi, go let her retire to some corporate gig, maybe promote her to be some judge someplace, whatever. Just
that's
get her
what
out
I've heard.
Her.
She's not really overtly corrupt. She's just a classic corporate lawyer, just making money, kind of worried about her hair, dingbatting around.
Correct. I mean, he's got too many sorority sisters that he loves these former models turned lawyers, and I get it, but come on. At some point, it's a little excessive.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind having Halligan around, but I hear she's actually smart.
They are to a degree, but it's like, do they know how to fight in the gutter? He wants a Roy Cohn. Well, you need people to know how to fight in the gutter, people who fought in the wars. Now, he's got two people already confirmed by the Senate in the Justice Department. Harmy Dillon has fought many of these wars for 20 years. She's doing a very good job at the Civil Rights Division. Pam Bondi, as we speak, is sabotaging the Second Amendment, allowing a bunch of gun control lunatics run these cases against gun owners of America. I mean, it's just that she's proposing ideas that have never been heard before about taking away our Second Amendment rights. So we got to get rid of Bondi.
It was quote fake news, though they were probing him and then they got embarrassed, so Blanche denied it, and so Martin took the high road, and folks, that's what happened, just so you know. People are like, oh, you fake news. I'm not supposed to release this information, okay? Just shut up. Now, the point is that we're on the field, we're not making this stuff up, we've proven it, okay? Going back to Patel, though, could this be fake news? Because I said 2 months ago, I heard from a bunch of sources, Trump's already pissed at Patel about a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of mishandling and him botching and screaming at Tulsi Gabbard and saying, I run intelligence when he ran for FBI, not as a election, but ran to be FBI on FBI not doing intelligence. So I know Trump is pissed at him, but do you think, this axing of him is really about to happen? I mean, I think it is.
It's because of Comey. So the fact they never arrested Comey annoyed him. Remember, he made a big deal of arresting an NBA player over a low-level gambling charge, Cash Patel, but didn't arrest Bolton, didn't arrest Comey, didn't arrest James. Trump got perk-whopped. Trump got mugshotted. And we can't even do that to James Comey? And then he sees a dismissal that only happened because Patel wasn't paying attention to the case and letting the corrupt actors in the Eastern District of Virginia sabotage it? And then you have all the suspendables. And then you've got the January 6th cases. You got the pipe bomb case. You got the assassination cases. Where all he's showing is he has no confidence. And I think the final straw for Trump, they lied to him about what was in the Epstein files. they told him that his name was negatively impacted throughout the file.
And by the way, we're not just saying that. You and I, we're not bragging, but we got to, like, we're like buoys that mark where rocks are. We're like, we're the buoy, blink, blink, blink. We know what we're talking about. You know, we're like an air traffic control system. Here's the radar system. Here's the landing pad. Here's the lights. Bleep, bleep, bleep. We're like, we're the light. We're the light. You and I were the first. People can pull it up. When they all came in saying that, look out. They're going to say they've got the files. They're going to be the ones that they spiked with a bunch of stuff. It'll just be innuendo that your wife's a whore. Work for Epstein. Not true. Jane Doe's recycled. Documents edited for women that actually exonerated you. We nailed it exactly like we thought. Trump had all these billionaires come and say, well, since it's all old and spiked, just end it and move on. He's like, sure, now that's the big thing hurting him in polls. It's tying him to that. And then now the stuff comes out, and it's he works for the Queen of England and Mossad and the CIA and no connection to Trump. And then now it doesn't matter. In public opinion, it looks like Trump's covering up. I mean, what a disaster. We nailed that as well.
Exactly. And all of that is because Bondi and Patel gave him tear and Blanche gave him awful, awful advice about how to handle this. My understanding is Bongino actually wasn't signed on to that. Notice he wasn't at the Epstein Files press conference. He didn't agree with
it. He threatened to quit over it.
That is correct. So this was those three have proven to Trump. It's worse than like being maybe corrupt or not corrupt. It's that they're incompetent. They're bloody incompetent. And if there's one thing Trump can't handle, it's stupid people and incompetence. And at his expense.
Well, so let's be clear. Massey's very delicate, but it's thinly veiled. And I know the inside baseball. I know you do. Cash Patel had a surrogate FBI threaten a respected, clean congressman. Don't investigate me, or we'll investigate you and your people and find something. Show me the man. You know, I'll give you the crime. As Stalin said, you'd have to have a 70 IQ to go mess with a congressman directly and then threaten them. If you're going to try to set him up, indict him, don't tell him you're coming. I mean, what did he think that would do? Here's the clip.
Well, actually, before that conversation, there was a second letter from this whistleblower's attorney sent to you and Congressman Loudermilk, saying that they had become aware that the FBI was going to do a mole search and look for this guy.
Yeah. Okay. So Bongino did tell me, look, tomorrow we're going to round up everybody that was involved in this investigation. We're going to get them all in a room. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And he didn't say we're trying to find the whistleblower. Mm-hmm. No. But my spidey sense went off, and I almost said to him in that moment, you better not be trying to find the whistleblower.
Right.
Because law protects that individual. But I didn't say it. Okay. Also, I'm going to say this here on camera because it's important. One of Cash Patel's staff threatened my staff with a criminal investigation if we didn't straighten up and play ball.
I was going to ask you about that, but since you brought it up, and I didn't
I'm bringing
bring
it up.
It up. Okay, you brought it up.
And so, like a criminal investigation having nothing to do, he said it was going to be a fraud. We're going to investigate one of your staff for fraud. Right. And he told another one of my staff this. If you guys don't straighten up, you know, if you want to play hardball, if this is how you want to play it or something like that, this member of your staff is going to get criminally investigated for fraud. A very specific threat.
Right.
And that had just happened. So I told Bongino, I said, one of your guys is threatening my guys with an FBI investigation.
Yeah.
If we don't do what you want. And he said, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. Because even he understood that was not a good look. It's probably illegal, right? So the fallout of that is the FBI employee who threatened my staff. I have to tell you all this, by the way, Steve, and I have to tell all the listeners this, because this is the context in which I'm worried for the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
If they're willing to retaliate against a congressional office, which has speech or debate immunity and a lot of other protections, they may be willing to retaliate against a whistleblower.
So totally insane. And I love Cash Patel you want to play hardball. Well, let me explain something to gangsters and thugs. Those of us that are Boy Scouts are because we're smart and we don't want to turn to the dark side. We don't play hardball. We play real ball. Okay, that's why it's funny to us. I saw Massey just starts laughing like, oh, come on. I mean, it's like the corrupt system's been busy in its own cesspool stealing forever. Now it thinks we're like it, like they did with me. Remember that, Bob? And they think they're going to come out and threaten me the same way and I'm going to roll over. They just don't get it. And this is the final stage of corruption here. There's a global awakening. This is a fourth turning. It means anything establishment or thug is over. No matter what you do, you can't stop it. And they don't understand. They're in the wrong point of history to be trying this thug crap. Incredible clip. What do you make of it?
Absolutely. And I've been hearing of this from other people, that rogue members of the Treasury Department, the State Department, and the Justice Department have been threatening anybody that tries to expose them, that tries to expose any fraud or bad actions, that tries to advocate honestly and independently for the president. You know, Tulsi Gabbard's on record saying that the whistleblowers within the intelligence agencies are getting harassed by those same agencies after they come to her. So it's a systemic problem. That's why we got to get rid of Patel. He's already proven his incompetency and ineptitude. Got to, you know, let Bongino go, elevate Andrew Bailey, bring in somebody smart to be deputy. And then on the Justice Department side, he can, without having to go back to the Senate, he can just elevate Harmy Dillon and Gail Slater. Let Harmy Dillon be attorney general. Let Gail Slater be assistant attorney general, deputy attorney general, and then unleash the antitrust division, unleash the civil rights division, but unleash Ed Martin and get these cases done right and bring
absolutely
in people.
Absolutely. Briefly going back to this, what do you think the time frame is in a moment? But again, I'm not trying to like, it's, to me, it's so bizarrely stupid. If I was, you know, kind of a weasel, sold out, think I'm a gangster, I don't want to say overtly evil, but playing both sides, I'm going to go threaten a congressman that's highly respected. You better shut up. Where did he think that would turn out nice? I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, exactly. You know, I'm starting to realize when he wrote his book, Government Gangsters, he wasn't writing it as a critic. He was writing it as someone who idolizes them, who wanted to be his own government gangster. Rather than making it a mausoleum, he made it into a nicer building, nicer office, nicer facility. And who is he really using the SWAT team to protect his girlfriend, or is he trying to keep a special eye on her? You know what I mean? Because she looks normally out of his league, let's be honest. So you look at this, it just looks egregious. He's back and forth to Vegas all the time, other stuff. And he himself was very critical of Christopher Wray for doing what he's doing, even worse than Christopher Wray did, which was use government resources for personal private gain. And that's what he's doing on a regular basis while he's sabotaging the Thomas Crooks case, sabotaging the January 6th cases, sabotaging the pipe bomber case. Say, why haven't any of the suspendables been rehired? I represent Robin Gritz. There has still been no effort at all to resolve that case. She was wrongfully fired. She was a long time connected to General Flynn and others, was outing corruption.
Well, it's worse
at the
than
FBI.
That. Kyle Servin trying to get his job back, but O'Boyle was. They called him, both Patel and Bongino called them heroes. As soon as they get confirmed, they run to Grassley and say, these are bad guys, don't talk to them. Grassley knew it wasn't true, so called them. So you immediately 180 and stab the great whistleblowers in the back because you know they have integrity and they'll blow the whistle on you.
That's exactly right. And God bless Steve Bannon, but he's got, you know, the, you know, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, not well advised. And Mike Davis, Julie Kelly, these people have no more credibility. Mike Davis has been lying for a year to try to cover for his pals at the Justice Department and the FBI. He's saying, don't look there, don't worry. He kept saying the hammer of justice is coming, da da da, when nothing was coming, when nothing was being done. He's running interference for his own clients,
well,
by
the
way.
Well, that's the big takeaway, and I'm not trying to toot our horn, it's just true. I got attacked by so many lizards, everybody else. Were we right again, Barnes, having big concerns the whole time from the time that he was confirmed? Were we not right again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people that are problematic, we have identified from the get-go, and they've proven it in abundance. So for those that want true MAGA, OG MAGA, we don't want people to get so doom-pilled and black-pilled that, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's like, nothing can change up here. I'm just getting out of this nonsense. And all she gets is personal attacks for it. In order to restore confidence of MAGA, they need to start taking corrective action and get rid of these actors who have proven to be incompetent as we predicted they would be.
Bare minimum incompetent.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll tell you, it's beyond incompetent to threaten Congressman Massey with criminal investigation. Like, and the way they said it, you know, it's word for word. Don't mess with us or we'll indict you. Not, oh, we think you might be corrupt. Look out. No, quid pro quo. Shut up or we'll find something. I mean, even the way they did it is amateur. That's like a 10-year-old.
You can't have people running the FBI and the Justice Department that don't even qualify to ride the special bus to school.
Well, listen, if they're not even real gangsters, a gangster doesn't say, I'm going to indict you if you don't stop. They say, oh, I hope we don't have to indict you for this. Stay there. I have a few more questions, please.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
He's telling me stuff I didn't know, but I was talking to the break. He knew some of it, not all of it, so I was trying to read him in during a two-minute break. I already did this the first hour, second hour. It's so big. Remember, I'm Tomorrow's News Today, but I know talking points. I know CIA planted stuff when I see it, and I'm not for it, but they repealed it back in 2012, and in these shows on Newsmax, Fox, all over, they go, the CIA Schmidt Montag legalized under Obama, the CIA lying to you. Well, there's a bad element in the CIA, but the good CIA has come to us and explained that there's a bad element trying to stage a coup. That's why they're saying Trump, needs to be dealt with these false orders. And then here's how they're setting it up. And the mere fact, for the first time, I think, ever in modern history, other than you mentioned Colby, who they killed, I guess you're right. They had the former director do it once. You have the elements of the CIA openly outing the CIA publicly. And they're saying it. The problem is they're saying it in clear English, but unless you study this, you don't know what you're hearing. And I don't think the public understands what they're hearing. So there's a lot of facets about the history of the CIA fighting with itself. This is the biggest time of it out in the open. And Colby, and then now the issue of why we've moved to that point, that's a very good sign from Trump. That's a lot to unpack, but Barnes.
Well, yeah, I mean, the person is trying to take this all apart piece by piece. And remember, some of Kennedy's family is also there at CIA, or the kid that was part of the deal. So that there's white hats connected to Robert Kennedy who are there. And then there's all the good work being done by Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent. I know some other people that are real reformers who came in with them. And so what they're trying to do is, within the intelligence infrastructure, recast it and recreate it and recraft it to actually be representative of American values rather than anti-American globalist values, which is what it's become and what it's been now.
And the first thing it would do would be expose the agency from within.
Absolutely. You have to do that. You have to. This was the great work. And it's, somebody like Eldridge Colby being Under Secretary of Defense when his grandfather was the only other guy to ever out the criminality of the CIA. And he was a lifelong Cold Warrior. Bill Colby was like behind the lines in World War II, up in Finland and all the rest. So he was just an honest guy.
When they were starting to move against America, that's when they went public and they killed him.
Exactly. Yeah. He disclosed the family jewels. They were and who was it that organized the conspiracy against him and blacklisted him? Rumsfeld, Cheney, and Poppy Bush, all the way back then when they were working with Ford. And so, this is an old standing, you might say, a family. And then remember Robert Kennedy, his father killed by these folks, his uncle, President John Kennedy, killed by these folks. So you've got like personal issues tied in with political issues. So you got people with the right motivations to clean up these institutions who are at an inside war to do so. And that you got the white hats and the black hats, and it's happening day to day to day in the administration. And at times Trump is aware and awake. At times he's put back into the bubble by Swampy Susie and Soros Scotty and Narco Marco and that crew. But people forget, Bill Colby, he disclosed the so-called family jewels, MK Ultra, the assassinations, all the rest, because he thought that was the CIA acting in excess of its lawful authority. This guy was an old labor lawyer back in the day. So he was a true Cold Warrior, because of his political beliefs and religious orientation and deeply anti-communist, but he was not in favor of becoming like communists in order to defeat communists. And his grandson is a chip off the old block. He's the one trying to reform the military as we speak. He's the one trying to bring back the Pentagon to focus on the continental United States and away from all this other stuff. And away from getting into conflicts in Europe and conflicts in Asia and conflicts in Africa and conflicts in the Middle East, he understands we need to reorient. So good faith actors are trying to do good things, but they're going to need continued support from those of us outside the official political establishment in order to give them enough support in the court of public opinion to be the backstop they absolutely have in order to be able to achieve these successes that they're on pace to do.
And again, folks, you'll never see what we're talking about in the news spelled out like this, but it's not even science. It's a fact that on a scale of exposing the CIA, this is much bigger than what Colby even began to do. And this is clearly the direction of Trump going on. So Trump is really starting to get traction, which we've been begging him to do. He's got to get ahead of the Podesta plan and the plan for a civil war. We'll come back and talk about that straight ahead with Robert. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying
when you ought to be a changing.
And I just got a brand new box of matches.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't.
So I don't say something unless I absolutely believe it and know it. And we're kicking the globalist asses. They can try to slow things down. They can probably get us a nuclear war, get us all killed, but that's about it. So Robert Barnes, pulling back from this before I had some other domestic issues with you, and I appreciate your time. Great historian, great lawyer, good friend. Let's look as a constitutional lawyer at those senators, House members, CIA operatives in the video last week saying Trump, and with authority, you got to listen to us, we're CIA, we're military, he's going to give you illegal orders. He's been giving you illegal orders. They don't say that, but they couch it like that. And that's to have so dissension, mutiny. But that alone, I think you'll agree, is not a crime. Trump then sees it, responds to that. He's been briefed on the larger Podesta plan, the Civil War plan that's public, that is sedition, a plan to have the blue states secede, a plan to cause a race war. That is a blueprint, official plan. The governor of California says he endorses it. He's getting ready to run for president. Swalwell's moving in, the Chinese spy to be governor. It's that compendium of Crossfire Hurricane and all the rest of it, the Arctic Frost. It's all part of the same arc, admittedly. And so who produced that? Who came to you with the script? The crime is not them trying to cause the mutiny. It's the premeditatedness of the plan to cause the mutiny. And so, oh, the FBI is investigating it. And, oh, the Defense Department, that statement. And Todd Blanche said, well, we're going to see the intent of that statement. Well, even if the intent was for mutiny, they could say that's my First Amendment right. We think he's a tyrant. So there's a setup there that they're only looking at that statement and not the arc of all of it as the larger admitted insurrection, seditious conspiracy, treason operation. So we have to really address that. A, do you agree with that? And B, what should the real response to this be? And what does it mean that they're now bringing this forward at this time?
Yeah, I think you absolutely nailed it. I mean, this is protected speech is in terms of what they said. It's the context that gives a potential criminal application, and that the right approach would have been for Trump not to say anything about it, but it included an investigative referral to the Southern District of Florida, already looking at all the other Russiagate deep state conspiracies, and simply add that to it, because the question is, was there conduct that was meant to sabotage seditiously the President of the United States to sow the possibility of military dissension and later civil war? And my guess is that would be there. You're talking about CIA Slutkin, that was one of the senators doing it, you know, CCP Kelly, you know, also doing it, you know, these kind of bad faith rogue actors who are constantly putting in their back pocket. If Trump doesn't play ball with the deep state, they'll take him out whenever it's convenient to do so. And the only risk factor in all of this is that what's going on in Venezuela, I'm not sure that the military is always being given accurate intel. That at least in a couple of these cases, what happens if it wasn't drug dealers, that may be an issue down the road. Trump should be careful about
exactly
who's giving
the
him
bad
advice.
Elements of the CIA could give them an innocent boat, or once we go in, we can be in a new Vietnam and set up. Whereas I agree with the reasons of regime change. It's in our hemisphere. Thomas Jefferson would go after for what they did. He was not an interventionist, basically an isolationist but he broke that with his Barbary War One. But exactly in overall morality, I understand regime change, which I'm not normally for, but in execution, I don't think we should do it because it's a trap.
Exactly. And it turns out it's a dual level trap. What I heard from some high ranking people in DC this past week is that the whole goal isn't even Venezuela. It's toppling Cuba. That it's because Venezuela is the prime source of all the cheap energy that Cuba needs to keep its fragile, fractured economy afoot. That was even more deeply fractured during COVID. And then the latest hurricane put him in extreme distress, that without the Venezuelan cheap energy, the economy would completely collapse. And they don't think a post-Fidel Cuba regime will hold on. And Narco Marco will get his ultimate Cuban dream of driving in Havana and freeing Cuba. But he's willing to risk all of President Trump's foreign policy in order to do so. He's willing to risk our troops being, dragged down in Venezuela for doing so. As some people like to say, Venezuela is Spanish for Vietnam. You know, it's even bigger than Vietnam as a country. Geography and topography can be just as troublesome. You got all those left-wing guerrillas and right-wing guerrillas and all the cocaine, different competitors in Venezuela. So everything about that screams nightmare. And Maduro was like, hey, President Trump, I'll give you the whole thing. I'll give you all the oil, I'll give you all the emeralds, I'll give you all the rare earth, all the wind you want. And Rubio was like, no, because Rubio isn't out that. Rubio wants to prevent Venezuela from being able to aid Cuba, and he thinks the only way to do that is to force Maduro out, and he wants a civil war in Venezuela so that Venezuela is incapable of supporting Cuba.
Well, by the way, so that's not even debated by the Pentagon. They admit it's meant to take down Cuba, cut off China into Panama Canal, and then the junior partner of Venezuela is Mexico. So I actually get that larger reason, but the problem is it's bigger than Texas, like you said, and most analysts say it will destroy the country, and that's immoral, like destroying Iraq and killing millions to get Saddam. It just breaks with what Trump said. Now, that's why Maduro's now offered to leave and then, quote, have free and fair elections. I know the CIA doesn't want pure regime changes. They launder the money, and they're basically the client above China, from my sources, or at least elements of it. They want to put the security chief in and, quote, have fair elections, just remove Maduro and kind of keep it going as is. I think that's why Trump sided with Rubio, saying no, clean break.
And the other problem is what the globalists want with this is they want the chaos of Venezuela to unleash another mass wave of immigration into the United States. And they want to say, see, Americans, you look at these poor little refugees from this conflict, from this terrible narco-terrorist regime. Don't you have to let them in? Another 5 million, another 8 million, another 10 million. Can't be busy with those deportations. We got to let these humanitarian causes in to fill up those voter rolls and to fill up those labor rolls. So that's the other bad faith action that's behind all of this. Remember, Narco Marco was part of the group that was trying to do immigration deals in 2014. So he has a long history of actually being pro-open borders. He's not somebody that's actually anti-immigration. It's purely rhetoric. It's purely a fig leaf for show. So I think the problem is they're trying to walk President Trump into a trap. The one trap in Europe, another trap in the Middle East, and now a third trap in Venezuela. So hopefully the president can navigate, negotiate out of it. He's starting to get his spidey senses up that something is not quite right with what everybody is trying to pitch him. He recognizes the best deal to do is get a deal with Maduro done, get it written down. You're better off from a Trump perspective with Maduro still there to honor the deal. So honor the deal so we can get access to secure oil supply, secure rare earth supply so that we're no longer dependent on China. That's a way to do that without risking a civil war.
Sure, but how does the U.S. enforce that? I mean, how does Maduro follow his agreement?
Because you keep Maduro there. And as long as Maduro realizes I get to stay in power as long as I honor this deal, then he has shown his full capacity. Like, I think we thought he was a lot weaker politically than it's turned out he actually is. That the assumptions because there's been multiple efforts over the last 6 months to try to stage coups, to try to get internal dissension, to try to get all the rest, and none of it's worked. Because he has stabilized the situation politically in Venezuela for his own personal benefit. But that means he's someone we can deal with, and you keep him in play in order to protect the resources. And then you don't have a risk of civil war, because what the globalists want is a civil war in Venezuela. They don't want regime change in Venezuela. They want a civil war in Venezuela, because the civil war will unleash the massive migration into the United States that they want. So the civil war will drag down U.S. troops and further embarrass and undermine the president's MAGA agenda. So it's a goal to end as long as the civil war.
So what's your prediction? We're not going to go in. This is just maximum pressure to get to the mega deal.
Correct. Yes. I think President Trump is realizing it. Tulsi Gabbard has told him that. I think he'll take Tulsi's advice. He'll stay out of he won't let Venezuela become his own Vietnam.
All right, moving into domestic stuff, 12 minutes we have left, and I appreciate your time. The Democrats, lowest approval rating ever, lowest fundraising ever, and their election frauds being exposed everywhere. I talked to White House sources that were in the meetings. Good things to say about Susie Wiles, that task force he set up 6-7 months ago, that executive order, brought back evidence out of China through Taiwan, Venezuela, of the voting machine fraud, of the cell phone chips in it, which I've seen before, and we had high-level CIA whistleblowers on it, including one joining us, I think, Friday. So that's a positive thing happening right there. But the Democrats know that people are turning against them. I know then they're trying to finance taking legitimate criticism of Trump and saying we're done with Trump, try to fracture the movement. They take clips of me out of context constantly, all the top Democrat shows, and play it everywhere, going, well, you don't trust us, but trust Alex Jones. But people see through that. But we have to thread the needle of criticism of Trump to get him back on the right track versus it being used to bring down MAGA when we know the Democrats are, you know, 100 times worse with their problems and their open evil. So I guess the larger question is, what is the real lay of the land? How much danger is MAGA in right now? I know CNN has this one host that, you know, is basically pro-Trump, and most of what he says is true. But, yeah, we know Trump's base is constant, 80-something percent support. We're talking about the new voters, the swing voters, the never voters that helped take him over the top. That's where he's gotten lost half his support. And if you look at the numbers with all the baked-in fraud to override the illegal alien vote, we need the new voter or swing voter or Democrat crossover voter to win. That's the real political analysis, folks, from all the experts. And so there's this MAGA thing of white-pilling. Shut up, Jones. We're going to win the midterms. Don't say that. Well, Roger Stone told me a month before the elections 2020, he said, Trump's going to lose. He goes, he's really going to win, but the landslide won't be as big. They got 10% fraud baked in, but don't tell the public that. I don't want to demoralize them. We got to go on air and tell them it's very close. And he said, no. He goes, emblematically, it's the Q thing. He goes, it's not just them, but, you know, Hillary's in Gitmo. They've executed the Clintons. The New World Order's done. We're invincible. Trillion D-chess. And because of stuff like that, total delusion, get your popcorn, sit back, everything's fine, they were able to steal it. So we need to have Trump engaging the base, moving forward, pointing out he's the underdog, and getting aggressive with the deep state. That's what people want. And so here's a clip, though, of CNN. Oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Trump's winning. Trump's winning. No, he's eroding his key swing vote that got him over the top. Here it is.
Is the president losing Republicans?
No. Look, this is still Donald Trump's Republican Party, and we can see it here. It's like a rock, to quote Bob Seger. I mean, take a look here. Republicans who approve of Trump. 6 months ago, it was 87%. Now, well, hello, it's the same number. It's 87%. He has not lost any support among Republicans compared to 6 months ago. As I said at the beginning, he's like a rock. He's like a rock. The Republican base is sticking by Donald Trump at this point in time.
It really is interesting to watch his overall approval rating go down, 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 but see this be completely constant here.
It is among independents. It is not among Republicans.
Okay, so how does this compare to past presidents in a second term?
Yeah, okay, I think this gives the game away, right? Which is Donald Trump, if you look at 21st century presidents' own party approval at this point in term two, who leads the pack? It's Donald John Trump. 87% of Republicans approve of Donald John Trump. You go back to 2013, 78% of Democrats supported Barack Obama, and it was 78% of Republicans who supported George W. Bush back in 2005 at this point. So Donald Trump has the biggest own party, highest own party approval of any president who served their entire second term in the 21st century.
You could look at this one of two ways. You could say, obviously, he's doing way better than past presidents. Or you could say, there is still room to settle. If there is a reversion to the mean here, if that does fall further, that could chip into his overall approval rating. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning from Congress in January. One of the concerns is that Donald Trump backed someone in a primary against her. How has Donald Trump done in his congressional endorsements?
You know, when you go up against Donald Trump, you're going up.
All right, so here's the deal, folks. Back then, the parties basically just gave it to one or the other. Trump has to have way higher numbers because he has to override fraud. As we said, at least 10% on average, which you see he has there. No margin of error, no margin of loss hits when you need the swing voters. So when people look at this, they don't understand that they're coming with even more fraud if we don't reform this system. And the Democrats have said they're going to come screaming down on top of everybody. So people, again, this is not a normal election cycle. This is an existential threat, in my view. Barnes, is that accurate?
Absolutely. The thing that's changed is independents are now the biggest voter group in the country. In the past, the parties dominated, not anymore. Like, if you looked at the average InfoWars supporter, they identify as independent, not as a partisan Republican. And so that's where looking at the partisan Republican numbers really don't tell you much. What you want to know is how are independents doing? And the independents are about 40% of the country. And there are three different groups that Trump got within the independent vote. One was the libertarian-leaning independent vote, people represented by the Rand Pauls, the Thomas Massies, the Ron Pauls, etc., the Dave Smiths, you name it. Then you had the what I call OG MAGA. These were the independent working-class voters from the industrial and rural Midwest who are deeply anti-war, who want to rebuild American industry, who want control of our
borders. That's why you saw unions for the first time going for Trump, and then you got ROK.
Exactly. And then the third group is what I call new MAGA, which RFK helped bring in, which Tulsi Gabbard helped bring in. And who are they? These are people that are deeply anti-war. They're young. They're millennials. They're minorities. They're Zoomers. They're disproportionately Hispanic and black, but not exclusive, and Asian, but not exclusively so at all. They're just disproportionately young. They're people who don't like Israel. There are people who don't like us being involved in foreign war. And there are people who want to see more action. More, they're the salty crackers of the world. They want to see real accountability from the deep state. They want to see the scaffoldings lined up around Washington, D.C. You know, that's their mindset. That's their mentality. So they don't like all this donor focus. And the problem is, to the degree President Trump allows Narco Marco to run his foreign policy and allows Soros Scotty to run his economic policy and lets Swampy Susie run his domestic policy, then he will be out of touch with all of those three voter groups and his support will collapse and the midterms will be a disaster, a bloodbath. Not only will Democrats sweep the House, they will also win the Senate in places like Iowa and Ohio, and will shock a lot of normie Republicans. So that's his great risk. He's
and
got
the good
to
news
pull
is,
back.
Mitchell said that 2 weeks ago. They summoned him there for a three-hour meeting. But like you said, it was Vance brought him there. Thank God for Vance, man. Wow.
Oh, no doubt. Vance is doing everything possible to shift the messaging, shift the policy focus, shift the foreign policy focus. But what we're seeing is like in Ukraine. That, you know, if he would stick with Vance's plan, he can get us out of there. If he lets Narco Marco hijack it, we're going to be stuck there. If he, same with on economic policy. If he listens to what Vance is proposing on affordability, on housing, on immigration, on those focal points, then he can get back a lot of those voters. If he lets Soros Scotty tell him, hey, everything's great, we're in the golden era, everything's booming, then he's going to look like he's as out of touch as Joe Biden. And so, and if he lets Swampy
Susie, he's
got to
be out showing the good things he did and the success on energy and eggs and a few things. And going in and busting up the, you know, meatpacking monopoly and explain it. People want honesty, not just golden, you know, plated everything. Exactly. That is the worst messaging. What's she do about Epstein?
He should disclose it all. Don't allow this to get dragged out any further. Disclose it all. It exonerates him. It incriminates his adversaries. So get it out there over the holidays. Do not let this bleed out. Do not let there be follow-up subpoenas and follow-up summonses and follow-up impeachments and follow-up investigations. Whatever you do, do not let you bleed out over a year by letting little piece out, little piece out, little piece out, little piece out. Just get rid of it. Get it out, get it out, get it out. In the same capacity, embrace food freedom, financial freedom, political freedom, medical freedom. Soros Scotty's telling me he can't fire Jerome Powell. Hogwash. If he can't fire Jerome Powell, then the Fed is unconstitutional, as some of us have long said. Fire the Fed. Audit the Fed. Audit Fort Knox. Audit the CIA. Audit the Defense
Department. That's right. Bring Elon back. Bring Doge back.
Yeah, absolutely bring Doge back. You know, Soros Scotty stopped and stepped in and wouldn't let Doge go to Fort Knox, to the Fed, to the CIA, to the Federal Reserve. And that's why we didn't get the information we needed. We know there's all kinds of skeletons hidden in those agencies and institutions.
By the way, that was the most popular thing Trump was doing. That's his highest approval ratings ever, was Doge era.
Exactly, because these young kids want to see the system burn. That's their mindset. That's why 1 out of 10 Mamdani voters voted for Trump in 2024. People need to process that bit of information. That's why Trump was buddy-buddy with him in the White House. But Trump doesn't understand. It's because they want to see it all burn. So they want to see the deep state destroyed.
Explain that. Explain. Fourth turning is the biggest mega turning ever in history. These are facts. They're not fiction. We've talked about it for decades. Trump, you're the revolutionary. You're the underdog. In reality, you are, but the messaging is not corporate CEOs. It's the people. You know,
exactly. He was elected to be a revolutionary, not to caretake the system, not to hold up the system, not to be like Roosevelt and salvage the system, but to tear it down. He was there to be like our founding father.
You just said it. Trump's trying to be Roosevelt. That he doesn't. That no.
Exactly. He needs to be more like what Kennedy was starting to be before they assassinated him. He needs to be like the revolutionary Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Thomas Paine and Andrew Jackson were. Andrew Jackson, nobly standing up against the central bank. He's got to do the same thing against the Fed. Make it Trump versus Fed. Trump versus Big Ag. Trump versus Big Pharma. Don't be in the bed with Big Pharma.
Yeah, I've co-opted them. They're doing what I want. And really, it's sometimes a little better, but not much. No. No.
They don't want to see Borla in the White House with another dinner. They don't want to, if Borla's there, they want to see him going to the scaffolding outside the Oval Office.
We don't want to see four dinners with Bill Gates.
Exactly. They want
By the way, I don't like it, but every time it happens, my phone, the show is flooded. Because I'm just like the listeners. I'm upset. My exact instinct, boom, the audience is like, what is this?
And Swampy Susie thinks that his job is to be the corporate caretaker to keep the institution going, to keep the empire afloat and alive just a little bit longer when this empire is a vampire that needs a stake right through its heart. And if Trump will do that, be the revolutionary his instincts scream out to be, that his American voters elected him to be, then he can be the transformative president all of us want him to be.
Incredible. Barnes, thanks for the hour and a half. Closing comments. We've got about a minute.
The President Trump has great opportunities. Everybody out there should stay active, stay engaged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disengaged. Remember even Marjorie Taylor Greene in her resignation saying now is not the time to be disengaged. It's just she's choosing a different platform and mechanism and means of engagement. So we should do the same. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing people he doesn't exist. The greatest trick the system ever pulled is convincing you that you cannot resist. So remember, your voice matters. Vice President Vance depends on your voice, and he's looking for reform and remedy and exit from the war in Ukraine. The DNI Gabbard needs your voice, and she's trying to reform and restructure the entire intelligence industry. Eldridge Colby needs your voice, and he's trying to restructure our military to defend ourselves, not a bunch of foreign nations. These people all need your voice to be active in the court of public opinion, to be engaged in the court of public opinion, because in fact, you can change the world. They ain't censoring you because your voice doesn't matter. They know how much it does matter.
And there's General Flynn. There is no 5D chess being played. Everyone needs to understand that. What you see is what you get. Absolutely. There is a battle over the future. Any white pillar telling you whatever Trump says is an idiot. They don't want you to be engaged. Robert Barnes, incredible job. Talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless.
Massive news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds. Paul Revere's. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90%, chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder. Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Appreciate attorney investigator Joseph McBride joining us right at the tip of the spear in this, along with Carl Serafin. And Carl Serafin joins us now. Here's what it comes down to. I was there. I've been covering it for 4.5, 5 years. We know it was a Fed insurrection. We know it was a setup. And it was supposed to be way worse. Then you got these pipe bombs, and you've got, you know, the police now and the new footage out. We already had a lot of that before, treating it like it wasn't even a real bomb. Now they go right where they're at. This is a big deal, because if you bring this out, and if it turns out up the chain of command who gave these orders, this brings down the whole system. So I want to go back to Joseph McBride here in a moment, but Carl Serafin, who I twist his arm to come on with us right now, you said weeks ago when this information from the Blaze came out, investigative reports, it was this cab police officer who's now CIA. They're like, oh, no, it's not her. You said, no, it's another government cover-up. That just points to the current FBI that's continuing this on. But now with this new information coming out, it being picked up even by mainstream news, bombshell twist, potential CIA link to pipe bomb mystery since shockwaves through the probe, this is not going away. Just like saying Epstein killed himself and all of that, now this is a big deal. So, Carl Serafin, you got all the different details. You do great at picking everything apart. But big picture, this thing is falling apart right now for the establishment.
All right. So the big picture is, real simply, two Capitol Police officers who were part of the counter surveillance unit were dispatched to go find any other explosives that may have been left. For people to understand the timeline, the first one was found behind the RNC or the Capitol Hill Club. So that's pipe bomb number one. And they said, well, let's go look for and make sure there's not another bomb out there. They sent out a series of police officers from Capitol Police, and they were sent out in pairs. One of those pairs parked at the Capitol South Metro Station, went directly to the same exact bush, the only bush that they could have gone to, where the previous night a pipe bomber had been 77 seconds sitting on the ground. So as people watch this footage, this is what's called person of interest number one, the hooded figure, the pipe bomber, who walks up to a bush and sits there. What you're seeing on the screen right now on the top right-hand side is that bush in the daylight. You're seeing on the left-hand side a blown-up picture of it, and then in the middle or on the right-hand side, you have the actual size of the footage. The pipe bomber, the hooded figure, dropped down, eventually sat down by this bush for about 77 seconds and seems to be rummaging through a backpack and attempts to place something underneath that bush. It's not the greatest footage, but it is what it is. What happens later on, is two Capitol police officers park their car, which they drove lights and sirens to get to. They park at the metro station. They walk directly to that bush and they go past it and they look under it. Then they wait a few seconds. Then they walk past it and look under it again. Like, where is it? It's supposed to be there. Then they retrace their steps and end up at the exact place where the pipe bomb actually was found. And in under 12 minutes from being deployed completely randomly in Washington, D.C., they found the bomb. That's the first look right there. That's your counter-surveillance unit on the screen. They walk past it. They go and they end up behind the signage there. You can see that there's a, you know, like a traffic signal. And so they're blocked off on the left-hand side just above where the flashing lights are. They're going to wait a few more seconds. They kind of take a pause and then they go look. And you're going to see in a blown-up image, one of these two ends up looking not just at the bush, but under the bush, cocks his head, stops completely, and is like, where is this thing? Now, the belief is by the guys who are doing this investigation that the original placement of this particular pipe bomb was a break. The pipe bomber set it down there and it broke. There he goes and looks again. And there you see the inset on the footage. And if it broke right there, then it was actually recovered by the pipe bomber, put back in a backpack, walked over to its final resting place at the DNC, and that's where it went. There's an infographic that went along with this, but this is literally years now of an internet investigator and the folks over at the Blaze doing this work, tracking this person, first the pipe bomber, and then following, well, where the hell are those guys that went and found it? And how long did it take them to do it? I would say that if you could find a pipe bomb in Washington, D.C. that's randomly under a random bush or sitting next to a park bench in under 12 minutes, you should replace the canines. You're better than anybody. And so this,
well, I was about to say, for radio listeners, they don't see it. I've been to the area. It's bushes and park type stuff everywhere. So it's like
everywhere.
Randomly,
yeah.
You just walk over and she'd first been there and then leave. So go to the first spot. Then they check, oh, it's over here, and randomly walk like bloodhounds right to where it's at.
That's exactly right. And the question is, and I put it out online, and of course people are not stupid. The audience gets it. You put it out on social media and you say, well, how do they know where to look? How do they know what bush to go to? And Alex, everybody just goes, well, they read the ops plan. So that's the answer, that they were in on some of this. The question has always been, how do you connect Capitol Police? Because this was the big problem with the story that they had when Steve Baker went out and announced the name of a Capitol Police officer named Shawnee Kirkhoff. They said, well, how do you connect Capitol Police to it in the first place? You connect it because Capitol Police officers found the bombs and they went directly to that bush. Of all the bushes in all the world, in all of Washington, D.C., they went to that one right away like bloodhounds, as you said, and then turned away once they realized, like, after a second look, it wasn't there. They turned away and then went directly to it. And it's under 12 minutes. It's like 11 minutes and 40 seconds or something. They were able to find this thing. That's not only statistically improbable. I would say it's impossible. Having worked in counter-surveillance stuff, walking around in Washington, D.C., there are bushes everywhere. As you said, this is a nice place. They're all landscaped. So all of that is crazy. And the odds are astronomical. And then it just turns out that a Capitol Police officer lived next door to the subject that I was surveilling just 1 week after January 6th. And I'll just tell you guys, if you ask me how long would it take the FBI to find somebody starting completely cold on a brand new case, a week is a pretty good amount of time for them to be able to identify somebody in the right vicinity of. Maybe they get the landlord of that person, maybe they get the neighbor, but it happens that about a week is how long it takes to run down somebody. Boston Marathon bombing was about 5 days. Charlie Kirk story, about three. You know, depending on how much you have to go on, a week from a complete dead stop is what I would expect of the FBI. And then it completely goes cold.
So there's a couple big pieces here. They don't get out of this now. It's obvious to the general public. So you have the operation run of the Democrats clearly before. Now you have the FBI that had all this info and them currently obviously sitting on it and running defense behind the scenes trying to get us to stop talking about it. And then where does this go? So we have who's actually guilty? Why won't the current people in the administration go after him? And then where do you see it going? Let's both of you go ahead.
I'll sit for a second. I want to hear.
Joseph McBride.
So, well, we look at this from the top down. We know that Nancy Pelosi stood in the way of President Trump getting the National Guard there. We know that the Capitol Police were mismanaged and were half-staffed that day. We know that defenses were taken down. We know that the pipe bomber put the pipe bomb there beforehand. This is coordination. This is collusion. This is a top down, from the top all the way to the bottom. We know that this is what's going on. Now, what is the unfortunate reality about government? The unfortunate reality about government and about institutions is that they historically take care of themselves, that they put themselves and they put the machine above the American public. The whole point in getting President Trump back into office, quite frankly, time one and time two, was to undo that machinery, was to say that we have a man, we have a president who loves the American people above the machine, above the swamp, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. Now, I firmly believe that he is the man, but I have questions about the current FBI's administration, about the current DOJ. Do they have the stuff? Do they have the salt? Do they have the Constitution to set aside their pride, to set aside their institution, and to internally go after the people who are culpable and responsible? If those people are identified, they can be brought up on terrorism charges. There's no doubt about it. Obstruction of justice.
Exactly. Then their boss is above them. Well, exactly. So here's what I'm saying is, keep going, but this is just so crazy. I will tell the FBI this. If you want to reform yourself, do your job. People want to see the right thing done. Why have the new administration connect itself? But Kyle predicted this when Trump first got reelected. He said, no, the institutions will cover up for themselves. So, but regardless, if I was a cold-blooded, even evil person, I would say, no, the public wants revolution. I would give them what they want. It's like, this is stupid from every angle.
I agree with you, Alex. Look, when you look at what Cash Patel and what Pam Bondi are focused on right now, it's not this. They're doing other good work, saving children, nothing more important. Stopping drugs and fentanyl coming into our country, very important. But this is right up there because this strikes at the heart of our democracy, the heart of our ability
to function. The attempted coup they blamed on us. Well, yeah, going back to Kyle Serafin, I totally agree. I remember Bongino was like, oh, J6 investigate. Now he's like, oh, I don't want to look at it. In fact, you've got the backstory on that. I mean, Bongino's like the guy that puts the fires out now.
Yeah, it's worse than that. I mean, these guys are actively obstructing. They created a whole new Twitter account called FBI Rapid Response, which hasn't responded in a couple of days, it turns out. And apparently the entire purpose of that was to put out fast information and be able to be flexible and, you know, respond to things. Well, how about you respond to the allegation that a member of the Capitol Police who now works at the CIA has been identified by the Blaze as the pipe bomber? That seems like a pretty important thing to address to the public. That's what I would think is relevant. And here's some other things. The boyfriend of that woman is a Capitol Police officer. Now, here's the backstory that doesn't make any sense. Again, I got assigned to a doorway to watch out and look for a person who was known as Person of Interest 3 in the pipe bomb summary that Loudermilk's committee put out. That's Barry Loudermilk.
And by the way, they put out disinfo claiming you weren't. Now they've had to admit you were. They're like, why is Sarah in the middle of this? That's what they assigned you to. So that's how fate works.
Well, here's,
but that's confirmed you did this.
Well, yeah, that's the best part of it. They were out there and they were having the spin doctors try to say, well, Serafin's mistaken. If he said it, it must be untrue. No. There's documentation on everything the FBI does. Anyone who's ever worked with the FBI knows that the actual thing they teach you at the academy is if it's not written down, it didn't happen. It happened. It was written down. There's surveillance logs. They're out there.
Well, so people say, what do you know about J6? I was there. You were too. So just people saying, like, it's weird. We're there. No, we were there. Fate had that way.
So there were three people that were identified in these reports, and they were identified apparently by that way, but I don't recall that because what they do when they give us a target to do surveillance is they tell us a name, an address, a date of birth, a car, you know, they'll give us a license plate, and they say, go there and watch this person, and here's what we think they may have done, so see what you find. Take pictures, follow them around, do your thing. That's what we did, and I did this professionally for 3 years. So is it the most prestigious thing to do in the world? No, it's really like a patience exercise. But this one was extremely weird because we were there for only 2 days. I would say that the pipe bomb case of January 6th was maybe the most terroristic thing that could have happened. And it was one of the more terroristic things that happened in the terrorism world where I worked, because we watched a lot of like supposed terrorists. And when you watch the so-called terrorists, you expect them to do something terroristic, but they never had any bombs. They almost never had any guns. They usually were like some, you know, lonely guy who hung out in his mom's basement and ate Hot Pockets and, you know, put some racist memes up or something. So this was a real big deal. They pulled us in 2 days, and they pulled us away from someone that was identified as called person number 3. And so the story that the Blaze has identifies, the previous one talked about person number 3 being the house that we watched. Directly next door to person number 3 is the person that they've identified as their subject they think was the person that dropped the pipe bombs. And that makes a lot of sense when you realize that they also were looking at a person called person number 2. So for people who are listening from the outside and you're like, who the hell are these people? Person number 1 is the pipe bomber. That's what the FBI called him. Person number 2 was a person of interest that may have been an accomplice of the pipe bomber. And person number three was the door, the person who owned the house that we were sitting at. The story officially from Loudermilk's committee, which is recently clarified by the FBI, was that person number two, the potential accomplice, was actually a guest staying with person number three, who I was watching. And I sent you guys a picture that comes from the whistleblower disclosure that nobody else has. It's a couple of members of Congress and a couple of members of independent media have this. So there's a picture and it says, this is the one on the left. That is the person in the hood. It's grainy. It's a surveillance footage. It's pulled from some footage that came out of somewhere that the FBI was looking, and they identified this as person number two. On the right-hand side of the screen right now is the boyfriend of Shawnee Kirkhoff, who's also a Capitol Police officer. What the FBI came to believe is the person on the left, as you guys look at this, and I'm interested in your reaction too, that person is supposed to be a 62-plus-year-old man who's 5'10" or 5'11", and was visiting the Capitol from the South and hanging out with his friends.
He looks like he's about 33 years old, and doesn't look like a 60-something-year-old man.
Doesn't look like anything like a 60-something-year-old man. Like, I mean, I'm already starting to get gray. I'm in my early 40s, so I don't know how... I don't know a lot of guys that are in their 60s that don't have some gray in their beard. And, you know, this is the claim that they made. That comes directly from the FBI's release.
Sure,
that
and we got to have you guys back. I know you're very busy, Carl. Your show's exploding. You're batting 1,000. You know, so is... Joseph McBride, go to 5 after next segment. I know you guys got to go, and then JR takes over. But what about my other question, which is the big one, I think, here? I mean, this is case closed now. They're all over. It's ridiculously obvious. Correct me if I'm wrong. What do they do now to cover this up? I don't see what's going to happen now, because we're not going to shut up. I mean, folks, this is smoking gun stuff. We can talk about Kirk and weird stuff all day or Epstein all day. Those lead to dead ends. This is ridiculously obvious, or am I wrong?
I think you're right. I think there's no way you cover it up. And by the way they wanted to cover it up, they wanted to call it a training exercise. I'll throw it back to you guys, but they tried to call it a training exercise. There's no such thing as a training exercise.
You predicted that.
Yeah, of course. And here's the thing. We have this thing. It's a concept in psychology called illusory truth. If you repeat something enough, you believe it, including if you believe like the lie that you said, hey, the government's going to lie to us and tell us it's going to be a training exercise. And then you start saying that enough times that when they say, well, how are we going to cover this up? You're like, we could call it a training exercise. That's what I used to think it would be. So that's what these guys came up with. They actually had this plan.
Well, sometimes I think that's what they were trying to debunk. Is giving them ideas too.
The thing is, you can't call it a training exercise because every training exercise involves what's called deconfliction. And that's when you reach out to the other law enforcement
equities.
Let
everybody know. I'm not even a cop or FBI guy like you or a lawyer, but yeah.
That's right.
You tell everybody we're doing a drill. I mean, you know, you don't do a drill.
And then the last part of
going to kill you.
It's super simple. You know that it's not a training exercise because 5 years later, they still have a $500,000 reward for the arrest, capture, and conviction of this person, and they didn't ever pull it and go, hey, our bad. We finally found the email that said it was a training exercise.
I've seen training exercises. When they do a bomb, they block the roads off.
That's right.
So what happens now, Joseph McBride?
It's an interesting question. My gut reaction thus far is they haven't addressed it. I wonder if they're just going to try to let it die. I suppose at some point they're going to, if their position is that they're not going to address it, they will just count on us punching ourselves out, that we're just going to run out of steam, that we're going to stop talking about it, that people like you are going to stop covering it, Alex, that Kyle will stop talking about it, other people will stop talking about it. It will become yesterday's news. It will become unimportant.
Okay, well, they had grand juries tried to indict me for this, and they put my co-host in prison, so I'm not letting it go.
Good, you shouldn't. You should never let it go. It should never be letting go. Look, we never let JFK go either, right? We still want answers for that. But this is, you know, the deep state in the United States government here who, quite frankly, doesn't admit any wrong. Look, there's a whole body of wrongful conviction litigation. People go to jail for 20, 30, 40 years and they get millions of dollars. And in those sentencing hearings, when the prosecutors and the government is clearly wrong, they don't even apologize. Their position when it comes to all of this is we're always right. We never say that we're wrong. Deal with it. And if you think we got it wrong, take us to court and sue us, and you'll have to pay for that litigation to happen. Otherwise, sit down and shut up. Again, we got a good guy who loves this country named Donald Trump who leads this country right now. He's got to put his boot on the neck of people who are under him and say, get this done. Make this a top priority.
Well, I totally agree. That was my answer, but I want to hear from you and Kyle first. And I can get a hold of Trump. It'll get to him. But when Trump learns about this, and I've heard he's already heard about it, but hear about the stuff last week, he's going to go crazy. Kyle Serafin, because he knows they're trying to hang around his neck. Trump has got, this is a real litmus test for his DOJ and his FBI, isn't it, Kyle?
I would think so. And here's the thing he's got to realize. He campaigned on the idea, you know, that they're coming for you, but I'm the thing in the way. I don't think that was complete at the time. I think that there were a lot of J6ers that also took some of those bullets. And were there people that were in the crowd on January 6th that needed to go to jail and fought a cop and, you know, they brought pepper spray or whatever it was? Like they broke laws. There are certain people.
But in general,
that certainly
it was a
did
setup. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there were a lot of people that took like an unguided tour of the Capitol on that day, got involved in zero violence, and they didn't cross anything that they, you know, they didn't know they could cross. And then we had people lose their lives over this. They took their own lives, whether it be on the police side or whether it be on the actual, you know, so-called rioter side or the trespassers, as my buddy calls them, misdemeanor terrorists, that walked around and they looked down the barrel of government prosecution and they said, I can't fathom going to prison. So I'm done. So families have been ripped apart. The trust of military veterans and law enforcement professionals and just regular people who paid their taxes for decades. It's been shattered. So
but
Trump's got
to
come in and fix that
problem.
They're
trying to create a domestic terror purge off of this and this theology or this fable, this legend. To me, I'm sorry for all the victims, everybody, and I'm a victim too of it. But I mean, the bigger deal is it goes right to the top of the Democrats, the deep state. That's why I wanted is to bring them down. I mean, I'll just say it right now. I'll tell the victims I've supported people who are put in prison, supported their pardons, all of it. But for me, the big enchilada here is this could be the string that pulls the whole sweater apart, right?
One would think, let me add this little thought, and you guys reflect on this maybe. Whenever we look at the way that wars are fought, one of the major critiques that people have of generals is that they're always trying to fight this war with tactics that were successful in that war. In other words, whatever used to work, that's what they, so we're always fighting the last war in the current war until we get up to speed. And the war on terror was no exception to that. So a lot of people who understand how that plays, they're using old tactics. I actually think they're doing the same thing in the narrative war and the media war right now. They're hoping that they can squash this, like Joseph just said, that they can just ignore it and let us punch ourselves out, or that the leaving the oxygen away from the fire is going to make it go away. And they released the story on Amelia Earhart the other day and her last known transmissions, like somehow that's going to placate people and they're going to go and like cats after the laser pointer. They're going to go after the shiny dot on the ground. And that's not the media environment we're in right now. And that's not the American people. We have a very fast-paced but also a really diligent group of people that are not going to just say, well, you said the Epstein files are no big deal, so we're done with them. Nope. It's not on Fox News, so it's over. Nope. There are so many independent journalists. There are so many people that have independent streams of information. You cannot get away from people's interest, and they will find that thread. And this one is not going to go away. The pipe bomb story has always been ridiculous. They found grandmas. They found dudes who had like a strange earlobe in Arkansas because he stood next to a flagpole, and they were able to put that guy in prison. But they can't find someone who left physical evidence, you know, theoretically viable explosive devices in the Capitol. I don't believe it. And no one else does either, because the FBI is not that incompetent. They never have been.
Yeah. Now, the owner of Bigley is Nate Hughes. He literally tried to save a woman they were beating to death. They admitted it. And then he got, you know, he got pardoned by Trump. They found him off his earlobe because he was wearing a mask.
It's unbelievable. One of the good things about the time that we live in, and this was evidenced during the January 6th saga, was before we really got those tapes released, it was just the old quintessential, the media proffering a one-sided narrative to the public that this was an insurrection, that this is what happened, so on and so forth. After we got the first three-hour block of video footage out there, and then more video came, the American citizens, social media people took up arms. And what do I mean by that? They fought a guerrilla warfare on the internet against the mainstream media by popping up on Twitter, by popping up on Instagram, by popping up on Facebook and posting clips everywhere, making the truth unignorable, making the truth so viral, so overwhelmingly in your face that the mainstream media and that the government was forced to confront it. And
now,
that's the only way
the left tried to motivate all their disinfo operatives, but we organically did it. What you're saying is it's the info war now. The people have to understand, I mean, out of all the investigations, Kyle, am I wrong? And you too, Mr. McBride. I mean, this could bring down the whole Democratic Party. I mean, I bet they're sweating. I think it's clearly connected to Pelosi not running again. What do you think, Kyle?
I mean, there was a very incidental moment when Steve Baker said he was going to drop his story, and the next morning Nancy Pelosi said that she was going to retire. So that's worth knowing. The second thing is that the Capitol Police works for the Speaker of the House and also works for the Senate Majority Leader, so that's also relevant. Lastly, there was an update that was put out in January of this year, and I keep referring back to it because it's about 75 pages. It was put out by Barry Loudermilk's committee. Tom Massey was the subcommittee member on there. And I did a search this morning for the word unclear, because that's what they use. It's unclear why this thing happened. It's unclear how this investigation ended. It's unclear what happened to this particular lead. It's unclear, you know, what the FBI did on follow-up of this. It appears 14 times in that document. I'll put a Twitter thread out a little bit later that kind of gives people an insight of it. But some of the things that are unclear is how they didn't actually go after one particular ad ID that they were following, same stuff they use on the J6ers, that moved around Washington, D.C. They identified it by March. It's unclear what happened to that lead. There's a couple of other things that are unclear that they couldn't figure out. And then the last thing that I thought was very interesting is they tracked 186 cell phones, and they immediately excluded 51 of them because they were law enforcement or on the exclusion list. If the FBI's underlying assumption about the investigation into J6 was, we're going to exclude law enforcement phones, you already have your answer why they haven't found the person.
I was about to say, I'm not a rocket scientist or a star FBI agent like you, but you would not, you never even think of that, because obviously law enforcement's innocent. You search all phones, right? The fact that you think exclude law enforcement, that tells you right there, right?
12% of firefighters, or 12% of arsons are done by firefighters in this country, just for whatever that's worth.
But am I right that you would normally do a phone search, just do it all, right?
Yeah, you don't exclude anybody. They have to prove that they're not supposed to be there. Like, you exclude them once they've proven it.
2 minute break. I'm going to cover five more minutes with both of you guys. Closing comments. Amazing. Joseph McBride. McBride, New York City. We'll also give you a Kyle Serafin's side as well. This is so revolutionary.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.